cast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in to Jackson Field in Lansing, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. And tonight, the Lugnuts and the Cedar Rapids Colonels play the third game in their six-game series. Adam, the Lugnuts won game one, the Colonels struck back, and won convincingly in all facets last night.
Well, it seems like it's a little bit of a redemption night coming up here for the Nuts, or they're hoping that it is, because the Colonels were excellent last night, Jesse. They got off to a good start with a couple of three-run half innings, some big swings, and then excellent pitching.
One of those big swings, Alaric Solari, and him on the call in the third inning.
Alaric Solari now, the pitch. Driven high out to left field, backing up is Butler. He's running out of room, and that ball is gone. It's a three-run shot off the bat of Alaric Solari, 6-0 Cedar Rapids in the third.
Solari had a great game, and so did Kyler Fedko.
Severino and Solari.
The righty Osvaldo Barrios on the hill. Colonels up 6-0. First pitch, high fly off Kyler Fedko's bat. Back goes Beck and right. Back he goes. It's gone. Kyler Fedko on the first pitch of the fifth goes oppo, and it's 7-0 Cedar Rapids.
And the Colonels were on their way to a 10-2 victory.
Sawyer Gibson Long, the man on the mound, 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run allowed. That was all. The Lugnuts only 2 runs, Austin Beck driving and Drew Swift for both of them. But Adam, we saw first in the first game of the series, Jeff Criswell dominant for the Lugnuts in a start. Yesterday it was Gibson Long dominant for the Colonels in the start.
Yeah, we've talked so many times, Jesse, how important starting pitching is for the Lugnuts, for anybody in baseball. And that's what's won this series so far. Sawyer Gibson Long, 6 innings yesterday, only 1 run, and it came late in his outing with a few strikeouts. But he was getting weak contact throughout the game and really kept the Nuts offense at bay when they've been tremendous at home this year.
So there's the lefty, Mac Lardner, who's getting the ball for the Lugnuts here today. He'll take on John Stankiewicz in the starting pitching matchup. You wait for that. We'll come back to it. Up next, though, on Lansing Lugnuts pregame, a conversation with the Lugnuts starter from 2 days ago, Jeff Criswell, who struck out 11 in 5 1/3 innings. This is Lansing Lugnuts pregame, leading up to first pitch at 7:05, Nuts and Colonels.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Jeff Criswell, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. What, Blake Pierce goes out there, strikes out 11, so you have to strike out 11 too?
I guess, yeah, he did a great job in his last start. It was a great first impression, as you tweeted out. So I was really happy for him and glad to see that he's, you know, getting off, you know, to a good start here in Lansing.
I saw a line from Paul Blackburn after he made a start for the A's talking about how many pitches he had executed on. He said, I think I executed 98% of my pitches.
yesterday looked great to me. How did you feel yourself? How did you feel execution?
Yeah, Paul's a great dude, and that's very believable. I mean, I felt like I did a good job yesterday. The defense was solid behind me all day, and I don't think I executed quite at 98%, but I do feel like I executed a fair amount of pitches, which is always going to lead to success. Soderstrom also did a great job back there, so it was really nice to have him back, and he's been out for a little bit, so good to have him back, and you know, we were definitely on the same page yesterday.
Yeah, it had been a while since he had caught, so did you lead him through it?
No, he kept me in there, actually. You know, for being a young guy, he has a really good feel for the game. He has a good feel of kind of assessing what a pitcher has going on a certain day, and able to read hitters throughout at-bats, which is really important to do as a catcher. So he definitely kept me in there more than I kept him in there.
You and I caught up midway through last year after you returned. When you look back at all of last year, what did you take away from the experience?
Yeah, I mean, last year was definitely not ideal, having to miss a couple weeks there, a couple months, really. But it taught me a lot about myself, a lot about my body, and how, you know, I can approach every day to make sure I'm in the best position to stay healthy. And I was able to learn a lot of stuff in Arizona in that regard. It also gave me the opportunity to play in the Fall League, which is a lot of fun, and I got to meet a lot of new guys that, you know, I'm now catching up with, whether it's in Beloit or, you know, some of these teams. So it was a blessing and a curse in the same time.
Did you get a championship ring from the Arizona Fall League?
I did, yes. Yep, it's a pretty nice one. So,
champions, the Mesa Solar Sox, and then off into the offseason. How did you spend life away from baseball in the offseason?
So, I don't know. Same thing, though. I just hung out in Arizona. I was roommates with Tyler Baum. So, you know, he's a big hiker. I don't hike quite as much, but my parents came and spent some time out in Arizona with me. We played pickleball and did some other stuff, but mostly just trained. I mean, not a ton off the field, but yeah.
It's interesting. Like, as you grow, you learn more about yourself as a person. The more you pitch, you learn more about yourself as a pitcher. What have you learned about yourself as a pitcher?
Like, I guess at the end of the day, kind of just talking about execution earlier, like, the better I can execute my pitches, you know, and the better I can attack hitters with all four of my pitches, the more success I'm going to have. So for me, it's just about filling up the strike zone as best as I can and trusting myself in the zone as well.
When we sat down last year and we talked about last year's spring training, you mentioned Cole Irvin, Frankie Montas, what you gained from those guys. What did you gain from this year's spring training?
Yeah, again, it was a little bit more difficult with the lockout there. So I didn't get as much of a chance to kind of be around some of those big league guys. I wasn't a part of big league camp either, so I didn't get to catch up with them much this spring training, but like every spring training, it's good to be around, you know, guys at different levels, train with different guys and be able to get, you know, instruction from all the pitching coaches and everybody who's there, you know, on hand, Gil and everyone. So a little bit different this year, but it is, you know, it is what it is.
Joined by Jeff Criswell. Where are your pitches now compared to where you want them to be? What are you working on?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I'm always kind of teetering with stuff and just trying to make sure that I can keep everything sharp. Sometimes it's hard to make major adjustments in season. A lot of times, you know, that's off-season work. But for now, I just try to keep everything sharp. You know, if I could make the pitches move more, I would. So I guess I'm, you know, always work on that, but yeah.
Lugnuts pitcher Jeff Criswell. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
We are nearing first pitch, Lugnuts and Colonels on Keanu Reeves Appreciation Night on a Labatt Blue Thirsty Thursday. Alongside Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Cedar Rapids Colonels today will lead off with left fielder Alaric Soleri. Batting second, the third baseman Christian Encarnacion Strand. First baseman Aaron Sabato bats third. Batting fourth in right field, Kyler Fedko. Hitting fifth, the second baseman Junior Severino. Batting sixth, the catcher Jefferson Morales. Charles Mack DHs and hits seventh. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Wonder Javier. Batting ninth to round off the order, the center fielder Will Holland. Soleri, Encarnacion, Strand, Sabato. Fedko, Severino, Morales. Mack, Javier, and Holland will support the Colonel's right-hander John Stankiewicz. Now the Lugnuts leading off at shortstop, Drew Swift. Batting second in right field, Johnny Butler. Hitting third, the first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitters, the center fielder, Austin Beck. DHing, it's Lawrence Butler batting fifth, with catcher Jared McDonald hitting sixth. Batting seventh at second base, Aribiel Angeles. Left fielder, Lázaro Armenteros hits eighth. And batting ninth, the third baseman, Josh Juan Wright. And they support the lefty, Mack Lardner. Swift, Butler, Soderstrom, Beck, Butler, McDonald, Angeles, Armenteros, and Wright. Adam Jaxa, who's your spotlight hitter on both of these squads?
Let's go with Austin Beck in the four hole tonight for the Lugnuts, and let's go with Soleri at the top of the order with the home run last night.
Sounds good. Beck and Soleri will keep our eyes out. For now, though, we'll stand up, we'll put our hand over our heart, doff our cap. It's time for the national anthem. Down to the field we go. It is Thursday, June the 2nd, 2022. It is time for game number 48 in the 26th season for Lansing Lugnuts baseball. The Lugnuts at 18-29, the high A affiliate of the Oakland A's, hosting the Cedar Rapids Colonels at 30-17, the high A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Alongside Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, so glad to have you here with us. The Lugnuts defense. In the outfield, Lázaro Armenteros is in left, Austin Beck in center, Johnny Butler's in right. It's Tyler Soderstrom at first with Aribiel Angeles at second. At short, Drew Swift, and at third base, it's Josh Juan Wright. The catcher, Jared McDonald. And Adam, that brings us to the man on the mound, Mack Lardner.
Yeah, Mac Lardner is just acquired by the Oakland Athletics earlier this year after being released by the St. Louis Cardinals, and he comes in to make his fourth start today. And so far, 9 2/3 innings pitched. He's given up just 3 earned runs, a couple home runs, 5 walks, 11 strikeouts, and progressively each of his starts he's gone a little bit longer. 2 2/3, 3 innings, 4 innings. We'll see how far he gets tonight against the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
So Larry, Encarnacion, Strand, and Sabato coming up. Good to see Sabato back in the order. Good to see Will Holland back in the order. And Jefferson Morales, too. They were all shaken up in the first game. Let's go down to the field to Amanda for an important 2 words. Well, okay then. Our home plate umpire is Ken Jackson. The bases umpire is Nathan Diedrich. Currently here in Lansing, Michigan, it is 74 degrees and it is sunny. Blue skies above. We see clouds to our east. Tons of cumulus clouds hovering over East Lansing. But in Lansing proper, clear skies. It's time for some Midwest League baseball. The time is 7:06 p.m. as the lefty Lardner takes on the right-handed batting Alaric Soleri. Mac Lardner's first pitch. Soleri pops it up, foul, towering off to our right. And here it comes down, out of the seats, and bouncing upward to the concourse. Strike one, we are underway. Adam Alaric Soleri was your spotlight hitter for these Colonels. The pitch, Soleri takes, outside, ball and a strike.
He had a great game yesterday and was part of the reason these Colonels got off to a quick start.
The kick, the pitch. That misses down and in. 2 balls, 1 strike on Soleri. We are going to have to mention the headshots on the video board because it's Keanu Reeves appreciation night. The pitch. Soleri swings and misses. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Mr. Soleri.
Yeah, it's Agent Smith for Soleri up there on the big left field video board, referencing the Matrix. 2-2, swing and a miss, off speed, and he was way out in front. Mac Lardner strikes out the first batter that he sees. Christian Encarnacion Strand is coming up next. I feel like Agent Smith fared no better than Alaric Soleri. Mac Lardner's image on the video board. He's been given sunglasses on the right side ribbon board. He deals. Christian Encarnacion Strand swings and misses strike one. Oh, by the way, he is also an agent. He is also Agent Smith.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Everybody's Hugo Weaving. The deal. Fouled up and away off to the right side. Adam and I were researching our Keanu Reeves movies in order to properly take place in appreciating Keanu Reeves today. Saturday will be REO Speedwagon Tribute Night. Tonight is just an appreciation night. There's a high pop-up towards center. Austin Beck backs up. Now he comes dashing forward. Can Beck get there? Yes, he can. It is shallow left center. And there's 2 outs. Well, Soleri and Encarnacion Strand dispatched by Lardner. And now Mac takes on Aaron Sabato. Sabato out of Rye Brook, New York. He's not a catcher in the Rye Brook, though. He's a first baseman. Batting right, the pitch, takes, outside, ball one. 2 outs, nobody on, no score. Just underway in the top of the first inning. Sabato, the first rounder 2 years ago for the Twins. Here's the deal. Hits it high and deep to left field. Armenteros goes back, nears the track. He's got the catch, reaching out with the left hand right in front of the wall. And Sabato and the Colonels go down 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning. Let's go to the home half now. The Colonels nothing. The Lugnuts are coming up against John Stankiewicz when we resume.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It was a perfect first inning for Mack Lardner, and now the Cedar Rapids Colonels playing defense. The Lugnuts bringing up Swift, Butler, and Soderstrom against the righty John Stankiewicz. Cedar Rapids wearing its road grays today. First pitch. Drew Swift takes in ball one. Here's Adam on Stankiewicz.
Yeah, Stankiewicz, the right-hander with an ERA up over six. This is his fourth start this year with the Colonels.
Righty to righty. Swift takes ball two inside.
Four-seam fastball, slider, curveball, and a changeup. The Fordham Ram from 2018 to 2020 just got called up here to Cedar Rapids in late April.
Slider outside. Three balls and no strikes. This is unusual for Stankiewicz. The scouting report is we'll see a lot of strikes. Drew Swift scored the Lugnuts only two runs yesterday. 3-0. Taking all the way. Fastball in the outside corner. Strike one. So Swift has now plated eight runs in 22 games. He's hitting .267. He takes low and away. And it's a five-pitch walk to open up things in the home first.
It'll be nice to see the Lugnuts get off to a quick start offensively. Just one run yesterday. Came late in the game. Really weren't able to do much against Cedar Rapids' starter, Sawyer Gibson-Long, who went six innings. So maybe some early offense today.
Well, we'll see if Drew Swift tries to steal second. Swift is 4-for-5 in attempting steals. Johnny Butler bats left. No score. Nobody out. First pitch. Off speed in there. Strike one called. Butler was putting in a ton of early work today to get himself ready. This was after going 0-for-4 yesterday with a strikeout and three flyouts. The set. Long hold. The pitch. A ground ball down toward first. Short hop pickup by Sabato. Feed second one. Return throw is not in time. They do force out the speedy Swift. Butler takes his spot at first base. One out in the first inning. I struggled in getting it out. It was an even tougher pickup by Sabato. Just back in. After opening up the series, he got hit by a Criswell pitch near his hand. And they removed him for precautionary reasons. But it turns out he's all right. And here he is. Now Tyler Soderstrom, first pitch. Breaking ball low for ball one.
You have to be nearly flawless when you get a ball over towards first, have to make that long throw to second, and then the long return throw back. Yeah, just didn't quite get there. Butler, nice job beating it out.
Stankiewicz sets and deals. Just missed a little low and away. He's behind Soderstrom. That's not a good formula. Tyler Soderstrom with 10 homers, also 9 doubles and a triple. One on, one out, no score. Stankiewicz throws. Low for ball three. Went 3-0 on Swift, the leadoff man, threw in a strike, then walked him. And then Johnny Butler, the fielder's choice, now way behind Soderstrom. Here you go, a 3-0 pitch, taking a called strike one. Fastball for Stankiewicz is only about 88 to 91, 92 miles an hour or so. I say only. As if I could approach it, I'd be throwing Pat McCall pitches. A 3-1 offering. A breaking ball, strike two called. I was speaking with Thomas Breach, the voice of the Colonels, and he was saying with the command, with the stuff, with the velo that Stankiewicz works with, you would see his stuff a lot in the minor leagues, let's say 5-10 years ago. But there's such a velo presence now. Runner moves, pitch swung at and missed. A throw down to second base, not in time. Soderstrom has gone on strikes. However, a steal of second for Johnny Butler, his second steal of the year.
Well, it wasn't Drew Swift that was able to steal second, but Johnny Butler takes his place, gets over there in scoring position for Austin Beck.
Good breaking ball to strike out Soderstrom from Stankiewicz. And now Stankiewicz against the cleanup hitter, whom, Adam, you tabbed as your Lugnut spotlight hitter to watch. No score. Righty fires to righty. The pitch to Beck. Outside for ball one, according to Ken Jackson.
Living on the edge there. Get behind Soderstrom, 3-0. Come back, get a strikeout. And he started behind against three of the four hitters he's faced in this opening half inning.
Austin Beck, 7 homers this year. The pitch Beck takes, breaking ball low and away. Yesterday did not end up in the Lugnuts' advantage. It was not to what they were looking for, right? They fell 10-2. But there was the situation late in the game. Beck's final plate appearance nearly hit a grand slam, came up just shy. A 2-0. He swings and misses a fastball. That fastball was up. 2 balls and 1 strike. I say that because we have seen when Beck's bat warms, it becomes very dangerous to face him. Butler's at second, no score in the first inning. A 2-1 hitter's pitch. Beck swings and taps it back to Stankiewicz. Loves, tosses overhand to first in time. On the side retired, the inning is over. For the Lugnuts, a walk, that is all. A runner stranded in scoring position. And we go to the second. The Lugnuts and the Colonels, no score.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A strikeout and a pair of flyouts in the first inning against the Lugnuts lefty Mac Lardner. And the Gonzaga Bulldog will take on Fedco, Severino, and Morales for the second. 4, 5, and 6 in the Cedar Rapids order. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. The Cedar Rapids Colonels at 30-17. One game up on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers following yesterday's results. The Colonels won, the Timber Rattlers lost, and Wisconsin fell out of a first-place tie. South Bend lost as well. They're now 2.5 games back as we approach the halfway point. Lefty Lardner throws. The right-handed hitting, Fedco takes a strike called on the outside corner. All Kyler Fedco did yesterday was collect 3 hits and score 4 runs in the 10-2 Colonels win. Fedco takes ball one outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. In the process, Fedco improved his batting average to .280. The pitch way outside from Lardner. And Fedco has scored 15 runs in 15 games. 3 doubles, 3 home runs now for the year. Pitch on its way. High. 3 balls and a strike. Now, John Stankiewicz did well after falling behind to take care of the Lugnuts in the first inning. You wouldn't advise this. 3-1 pitch to Fedco. Strike 2 called. Lardner continues to make himself at home on that outside corner.
It's a good pitch right there. Literally living on the edge.
Fedco's home run yesterday took a pitch away from Barrios and sent it out to right field. Payoff pitch here. He swings and golfs it up high into the air into shallow right center. Second baseman Angeles goes out, called off, and in from right, it's Johnny Butler with the grab. There's one down.
A It just doesn't seem like there's going to be a ton of easy fly balls tonight with the wind swirling a little bit. Angeles gave way because Butler called him off, but Butler had to take a couple of extra lunges before he eventually made that catch.
Now Junior Severino, switch hitter, bats right. Lefty offers. Up high and away, ball one. That is definitely something worth watching, Adam. Wind blowing across the field left to right. Lardner offers, and that's in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes, and Severino. One out, nobody on, top of the second. Cardinals are batting in a scoreless game. Now, Mac Lardner entering play today had been more of a ground ball pitcher. 2-0, swing and a tapper foul at home plate. Last three outs have all been in the air, and they've been to center field, left field, and a right field. Everybody is involved. When he's going well, though, Lardner gets grounders. Infielders be ready. The pitch. Severino ropes a line drive into left field. Armenteros on hand. Base hit Severino. Armenteros plays it into short. It's a one-out single. And the first base runner for the Colonels.
Oh, well, it's closer to the ground, but not quite.
You're right. I don't think the wind affected that one all that much. The batter now is Jefferson Morales. Lardner has not yet induced a double play ball. Severino stretches out that lead. First pitch, Morales takes. Strike call. Fastball from Lardner.
Ken Jackson. You get to watch him on Tuesday, Jesse. I missed it, but he's got a very adamant and quick right arm.
I like it. Definitive strike calls. 0-1. Swing and a miss on the off speed. No balls and two strikes. Here's what you also didn't see on Tuesday, Adam, was Jefferson Morales got hit in the helmet by a Jeff Criswell fastball. Thank goodness he's okay. 0-2. Line drive, left field. That's a base hit. One bounce in front of Armenteros. Lazaro gets it in toward third. Back-to-back singles. Severino stopping at second on the Morales base hit. And Morales collecting that base hit on an 0-2 pitch. Here now is the DH, Charles Mack. Back to that Morales HBP, though, 2 days ago. They treated a cut that had opened up above his eye. And in speaking with the broadcaster for Cedar Rapids, Thomas Breach, he said, do you know where that flap comes down on a batting helmet to try to protect the face? Here's the pitch to Mack. Swings and grounds it foul to the right side. The belief is that as the batter Morales was trying to spin away from that fastball riding in from Criswell, that flap came in and it cut in on his face.
It's the C flap.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Lefty-lefty, 2-1-1 out, no score. And 0-1 breaks low. Ball and a strike on Mack. Charles Mack is out of Williamsville, New York. And I pause when I say New York because this is a very New York-based Cedar Rapids Colonels team. Lardner's 1-1. Over the head of Mack, a curveball. Two balls and one strike, 71 miles an hour. And thank goodness he ducked below it. All right, the New Yorkers, or simply the folks from the Northeast on the Cedar Rapids squad, Anthony Prado, who's been the great leadoff hitter, he's getting a day off today. He's from Staten Island. Aaron Sabato's from Rye Brook. A 2-1. Mack takes a called strike on the outside corner. Here's Charles Mack, the catcher from Williamsville, New York. So three position players. And then amongst the pitchers, they've got the New Jerseyites. David Festa, starting pitcher. We're going to see him later this series. Sean Mooney, a starting pitcher. We'll see him later this series. A 2-2. Outside, barely. We have not seen very many New Yorkers, or, frankly, anyone from New Jersey around the rest of the league, with the exceptions of some Lansing Lugnuts. Kumar Nambiar is from Larchmont, New York, for example. Edward Barham is from Saddlebrook, New Jersey. A payoff. That is lofted out to shallow center field. Beck's on the run, makes the catch. Looks around, takes his time, fitting it into shortstop. Mack flies out for out number two. Morales back to first and Severino back to second.
That's a big out for Lardner, giving up a couple of hard hit singles. Looked like he had strike three potentially on the outside corner, a pitch prior, but gets the line out to Mack, and now an opportunity to get out of this half inning.
But first, the pitching coach, Don Schulze, makes his way out to the mound. 2-1, two out, and Wander Javier is about to step in. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Grubaugh Orthodontics is here to help you, Lansing Lugnuts fans. Grubaugh Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted, an Adam Jaxa smile, with our affordable payment plans. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Lansing area, we love to see Lansing fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourgrubaugh.orthodontics.com today and book your free consult. That's grubaugh.orthodontics.com. Schulze heads off the mound, and Wander Javier heads toward the right-hand batter's box.
Clark Road into Witt. Jesse, hit him up.
That's right. Adam Jackson knows a little something about DeWitt. A fly out to right by Fedco. Back-to-back singles, Severino and Morales. Mack flied out, and now Javier. The pitch. He swings and lines a base hit into center field. Windmill at third for Severino. The throw from Beck in center comes into short as Severino scores standing. An RBI single for Javier. Morales stopping at second. 1-0 Colonels.
Well, nothing cheap about this half inning for the Colonels. Three really well-struck singles. Couple to left, that one to center. And not much of a chance there for Austin Beck to throw home. So that's a good productive hitting by the Colonels as they strike first for a third straight game in this series.
Now in the first game, the Lugnuts then scored the final six runs and won it 6-1. Yesterday, though, it was all Colonels 10-2. Now Will Holland, first pitch, off speed low, ball one.
Well, the big key has been, Jesse, limiting these multi-run half innings. We saw it a ton in Great Lakes. We saw it a ton last week in Beloit, and it's popped up from yesterday's game with a couple of three-run spots.
Right-handed batter, the pitch. Check swing foul, rolling right. About that, Adam, with Mack Lardner, his last time on the mound. Four innings, three of them were scoreless. But in one of them, the third, he committed a costly throwing error, and that led to a three-run Beloit rally. Beloit won the ball game 3-0. A 1-1 break even. Holland swings and pops it up on the right side into foul ground. Catcher McDonald toward his dugout. Jarrett is there to squeeze it, and the side retired. Hair flapping the whole way. In the top of the second inning, the Colonels collect three singles, score one, strand two. 1.5 complete. The Lugnuts trail Cedar Rapids by a 1-0 score.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A Wander Javier RBI single has given the Colonels a 1-0 lead in Lansing. Lugnuts bring up Butler, McDonald, and Angeles. Right-hander John Stankiewicz deals. Lawrence Butler takes ball one inside. Adam Jackson to my left. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lawrence Butler, left-handed batting DH. Number 5 hitter in the order. The pitch. Off speed, called a strike.
broke in just above the belt on the inner edge. It is Keanu Reeves appreciation night tonight in Lansing. Here's the 1-1. Butler swings and slices it foul to the left side, strike two. And so in between the top half and the bottom half of the second inning, it was time for air guitar cam. The pitch. Butler swings and misses, strike three. Good breaking ball gets him. Second strikeout for Stankiewicz. One up and one down. Last of the second for Jared McDonald. Air guitar cam. A Bill and Ted salute. Fans here turning into wild stallions, and we had some good air guitarists. Jared McDonald's first pitch takes low ball one. Kim Contreras has already checked in with her favorite Keanu character, Julian Mercer from Something's Gotta Give. Also, Paul Hammerly has checked in to say hello. He's listening. The pitch, a bouncer down toward third. Encarnacion Strand waits back on a hop, throws a one-hopper across, and got him for out number two. Well played by the corner infielders, specifically with the sun in the eyes of the first baseman, Sabato. So Encarnacion Strand kept that throw nice and low. Two up, two down for Aribiel Angeles.
Good to hear from some of our Lugnut regulars checking in.
First pitch, Angeles takes, strike one called. You too can check in at Adam Jaksa, ADAMJKSA. I'm at Jay Goldstrass. Stankiewicz throws, a fastball fouled out off down the right side. Right to the bleachers and then bouncing around. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com is the email address. The wind, the 0-2. Breaking ball served on the line, throw the right side, a base hit right field. Fedco picks it up and gets it in. It's a two-out single for Angeles, the first Lugnuts hit against Stankiewicz. Second baseman Severino is playing to his right up the middle, and that line drive sliced to his left.
It was cutting away from him perfectly, like it had spinning on it intentionally to get away from Severino.
Severino remains pulled up the middle. Lázaro Armenteros now, right-hander against right-hander. 1-0 Colonels. Armenteros grounds to third, hops up off the glove of Encarnacion Strand, hopping into left field. Angeles around second, stays there. Left fielder Solari gets it in. I should say Solari. And we'll check in. Official score rules base hit Lázaro Armenteros. Says that ball was sizzling at a difficult hop at third for Encarnacion Strand. Back-to-back singles brings up Joshuan Wright.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Armentero scolded that baseball and not much of a chance for Encarnacion Strand to get a piece of it and keep it in front of him.
Three singles netted a run for the Colonels in the top half. Two on, two out. Joshuan Wright takes a breaking ball outside. Ball one. Well, let's see if the Lugnuts can string another hit or more together. Down 1-0. The number 9 hitter, Joshuan Wright, starting at third base, waits. A ball one offering. Breaking ball waved at and missed. Good slider. One ball, one strike. Wright's currently batting .238. That's in 21 games this year with three doubles and three knocked in. Angeles at second, Armenteros at first. Here's the pitch. A bouncing ball hit to second baseman Severino. He gloves, takes his time, throws to first. Out recorded, inning over. Two singles, two left, no runs. Going to the third inning with Adam Jaksa taking over the call. It's the Colonels one, the Lugnuts nothing.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Top of the third inning as we bring you back to sunny Jackson Field on this Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. Mac Lardner ready to go as we open up the third, and the first pitch from the lefty is low and outside, ball one. Back to the top of the card to open up this second. Alaric Soleri, Christian Encarnacion Strand, and Aaron Sabato. Next pitch, just a little bit off the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Strikeout for Soleri in the first at-bat, but he's ahead now. Three balls, no strikes on Lardner, who gave up three hits and a run in that second inning after a quick 1-2-3 first inning with a strikeout. Fourth pitch. In there, strike one. Lardner, the former Gonzaga Bulldog, acquired as a free agent back on May 4th, right before the season got started by the A's. The pitch flies away, ball four. And a leadoff walk given up to Soleri to open up this third inning. Lardner out of Pasadena, California, where he was born, and then he resides in Templeton, California. So some roots out west, but here in the Midwest League, making his fourth start of the season. Now the righty, Christian Encarnacion Strand. First pitch down low, ball one. And Matt's lost a little bit of his command to start this third inning. Five of his first six pitches out of the zone. Four-pitch mix, fastball, cutter, curve, and a change for the righty. The throw. That's down low. Two balls and no strikes. Crowd buzzing on a mid-70s Thursday night. Sun out. Beautiful evening for baseball in Michigan State Capitol. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. 80 on the gun as he went off speed. Always recognize Lardner, that bright blue glove that he wears on his right arm. The pitch, that's inside. Nice stop by Jared McDonald. Three balls and a strike.
Would you go ice blue?
Yeah, I think that plays.
Trayson Kupo is a similar shade for glove.
I'm thinking Blue Jays blue and the off blue that they wear, those all light blue unis, the 3-1. That's up high, ball four, and back-to-back five-pitch walks to the top two hitters in this order from Mac Lardner in this third inning. Now, Jesse and I are a little partial to the Jays because the Lugnuts spent so much time in the Jays affiliation. But there's a lot of great looks in baseball. I think that all light blue uniform, that kind
powder
of...
powder blue.
Yes. There you go. That third jersey that the Jays wear, pretty unique. A little bit too much time in the box for Aaron Sabato. He takes ball one, or strike one, rather, before the...
I don't think so, Adam. I think that was just the home plate umpire signaling that he had asked for time.
The pitch, runners take off, throw to third. Josh Wainwright puts down the tag on Soleri. So there's the first out. An excellent throw. Great to have Jared McDonald back as he was activated off the IL. A little under the weather, but back and throws a bullet to third to help get that first walk back.
He's been energized. Fine defensive play to end the second inning, too.
Time called. And now we get a second ball on Lardner. So there it is. It was just time that was given to Sabato. But there, Lardner takes too much time, gets penalized, and now it's a 2-0 count. The pitch. That's on the outside corner, strike one.
Ken Jackson is very definitive in his movements.
Almost robotic, the way he goes up with that right arm. Like, I wonder if he has to ice that thing at the end of the night. I agree with you, though, Jesse. I love it. 2-1. Just a little bit wide. Three balls and a strike.
I've seen umpires who signal in front of their body, which does nothing for anyone like us who's sitting behind them, the fans who might not be able to see. Ken Jackson makes sure that everybody can see his call.
3-1 pitch from Lardner. In on the hands, twisted back. Three balls, two strikes. We've seen the umpires, Jesse, that take maybe a half second or so before they go up with the right arm, so we wait an extra moment to see what the call is, but it's an adamant right arm from Jackson behind the plate tonight with Nathan Dietrich in the field. Next pitch is outside, and that is a third straight walk given up by Lardner in this third inning.
The whole point of signals in the first place is to make sure everybody who can't hear what the umpire is saying can understand what call they made. There's a great baseball story that I don't know if it's apocryphal or true of Beans Reardon calling a runner out on a caught stealing attempt, but signaling safe with his arms. So he shouts out, he signals safe. The runner, the infielder, look at him, amazed, wonder what's going to happen. And the umpire says, look, the two of you heard me shout out, but everybody in this crowd saw me signal safe, so the runner's got to be safe.
Like the move that they've made in Major League Baseball, moving to the mic'd up umpires on the reviews.
Umpires just have to get more comfortable with that.
Yep. Used to it in the NFL, and that's in front of thousands in the stadium. And the same type of thing for baseball. A lot of fans coming out, and people enjoy knowing what's going on or what the call is. Adds to the in-house environment or in-stadium environment. All right, so after pitching coach Don Schulze marches out to try and settle down Lardner, here he battles against Kyler Fedko. First three of walks, one caught stealing. First and second, one out. The pitch, swing and a miss. That's an excellent change piece, and it's strike one. Fedko was swinging for the fences. Flied out to Johnny Butler in his first at bat. Nine driven in this year, three home runs. Average up to 275 for the righty. Encarnacion Strand at second, Sabato at first. The pitch on the ground, club foul. No balls, two strikes. Over into the shaded area to the left of third. Armentero, Speck, Butler out in the outfield. Right, Swift on the left side of the diamonds. Angeles and Soderstrom, the right side of the infield. The battery mates of Lardner and McDonald in the home whites for the Nuts on this Thursday evening. The pitch, off-speed floater wide, check swing, Fedko stays back. Good enticing pitch on 1-2 there from Lardner. Now, Jesse told you earlier, he has not induced a double play ball yet this year. Nice to get him out with one here. 1-2, up high instead, two balls, two strikes.
I think my worry is with all of these pitches that Lardner is using. Remember yesterday we saw Pat McCall come in and throw the ninth inning. So the more pitches Lardner throws, the shorter this outing is going to be.
2-2. Low and outside, three balls, two strikes, and would he potentially walk a fourth straight batter in this half inning? Yesterday, 29-pitch first inning for Berríos, 19 in the third, 25 more in the fourth. Here's a payoff pitch. Swinging, it's hard hit at right, throws to second, double play as Angeles tags the bag. There is the double play, a little unconventional as it comes in the air, but the Nuts are out of the top of the third. Keanu Reeves approves on the video board. Let's head to the home half of the third, 1-0 Colonels.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the third inning at Jackson Field, and Drew Swift leading off in this third inning as he leads off in this lineup. One ball, one strike pitch. That's down low. 2-1. And John Stankiewicz is moving quickly, ready to go in between the half innings. Swift was buzzed up top with ball one, then a strike, and a ball. And now another ball, and it's 3-1. Some balls thrown in that last half inning by Mack Lardner, but he danced his way out of it. 3-1 pitch. Popped back up over the press box. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Drew Swift. There comes the payoff pitch. Swing, and that's fouled back off the backstop. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Swift, the right-handed 6-foot, 165-pounder. Chandler, Arizona native, the 8th-round selection last year out of Arizona State. 3-2. Lifted out to right field. Hanging up, though, Fedko to his right makes the catch. And a line drive first out for Drew Swift after walking in his first plate appearance. 1-0 our score. Colonels in front. A tribute night to Keanu Reeves. Well, you remember the moves he had in The Matrix, the way he can dodge bullets. Think about the lobby scene. The pitch, that's in there. Strike one to Johnny Butler. Kind of similar the way Mack Lardner danced out of a jam in the third. 3 straight walks and gets a caught stealing and a double play. The pitch is up high. 1 ball, 1 strike. Lardner threw 21 pitches, 7 for strikes, walked 3, gave up no runs, though, and only faced 4. The pitch, a little bit wide, 2-1. John Stankiewicz, he doesn't need the pitch clock. He is ready to go and is firing. Next pitch. That's outside. 3-1. You get in a rhythm, though. You get that baseball back, toe the slab, and you're ready. That's what Stankiewicz has. 3-1. A little bit off the plate, and that's ball 4 for Johnny Butler. So he's aboard for a second time. Fielder's choice and a stolen base in the first. Now a walk to open up the third. Second walk for the Nuts. They've got 2 walks and 2 hits. Trying to get their first run down 1-0. Here's Tyler Soderstrom. Righty on lefty, pitch 1. Cut back and heading our way just below us to the concourse level. Strike 1. 10 home runs this year for Soderstrom, 29 driven in. Bright red batting gloves for the lefty. The pitch. Swings and fouls that back off the mitt of Morales. And it's 0-2. Soderstrom has really turned it on over this last month of play. 272 in his last 27 games. The pitch. And that's down low. One ball, two strikes. He struggled in the month of April, but has turned it on with some big swings, including a walk-off grand slam last month. Had home runs in two straight games before yesterday. Most homers on this Lugnut squad. 1-2. Called strike three on the outer half of the plate. He knew it. And will head back to the dugout with his second strikeout. Good pitch right there by Stankiewicz. Third strikeout tonight for the righty. And now it's Austin Beck. First pitch to Beck. That's in there, strike one. Austin has gone the other way, as he's just two for his last 26 coming into tonight. One of those, a home run in late May. Stankiewicz, 0-1. That's a little bit wide, one ball, one strike, but he just missed, as Jesse said it earlier, hitting a home run yesterday, just a touch too far under it. And you just never can take your eye off Beck when he's at the plate. He's always capable of something special. 1-1. Lifted high into the blue sky, right field side, not deep. Fedko coming in, foul territory, and it will bounce a couple of rows out into the seats. And Beck will get another opportunity. One ball, two strikes. Good chase there from Sabato and Fedko as they gave a good run towards it but couldn't get there. It really slices off that foul territory as you get towards the bullpen areas down the first and third baselines, and then there's basically no room in deep right and left field here at Jackson Field. 1-2 pitch. Beck takes the slider outside. Two balls, two strikes. Austin's average up to 221 right now. Seven home runs, 19 driven in. The pitch, down low, three balls, two strikes. Love the digitized effect of the scoreboard tonight from Terry Alpert as well, to go with the Matrix theme. Just the little touches that make it great tonight. The 3-2, bouncing ball hit towards short to his right. Javier has it, guns to first, Beck beat it out. He was flying down the line. I tell you what, Austin, Jesse, I noticed in that first inning, was sprinting down the line, even on that ground ball out to the pitcher, Stankiewicz, and he made that close, and he was flying there, really hustling out of the box tonight, and he gets an infield single out of it, first and second with two outs.
His tools that are talked about the most, usually his bat speed, his power, his throwing arm, he runs really well.
Now Lawrence Butler, the pitch. Up high, ball one. He's afforded another opportunity for the Nuts to tie this score in the bottom of the third, 1-0. Cedar Rapids leading Lansing in game 3 of 6 this week at home for the Nuts and the Colonels. Stankiewicz throws. Swing and a miss. Butler cuts over the top of it, 1-1. Normally used to seeing those big swings from back, but a couple in the infield, and that one uses the speed to beat it out for the single. Butler struck out in his first at-bat. The pitch, hard hit down the first base side, and it's a base hit. Right in front of Fedko to his right. Incoming to score is Butler. RBI single from Butler, scoring Butler. We're tied at 1 in the third. Johnny Butler at second, Lawrence Butler at the plate, and the Nuts using a two-out rally thanks to Austin Beck keeping things alive. And they have evened the score and have runners at the corners still in the third. Well, it was an onslaught of runs last night for Cedar Rapids. Pitching coach will head out there to the mound to have a word with Stankiewicz. Colonels scored three runs in the first, the third, and then had two runs in the fifth and the sixth. They were up 10-0 before Lansing got their first run of the game in the sixth, and then the Lugnuts would punch in one more for the 10-2 loss. But tonight, the Colonels get one, and the Nuts tie the score. And now it's Jared McDonald. And one thing you can always count on, a Thursday in Lansing, a good crowd on hand for a Thirsty Thursday and a Keanu Reeves tribute night. They came out for the Keanu Reeves tribute night, right?
That was part of it.
Not the $3 domestics, $5 crafts.
That might have been part of it, too.
All
and
together.
The weather is perfect for baseball.
Oh, it's beautiful. Here's Jared McDonald, the pitch. In there, strike one for McDonald. Great to see him back. As we mentioned, he was down on the IL for a little stint with an illness, but he is back. The pitch. Swing and a tapper foul, third base side. No balls, two strikes.
I mean, the good news for Stankiewicz is that there are no other players named Butler in this Lugnuts order.
But a McDonald can come through. Placed on the COVID injured list on May 29th. That's popped back. And McDonald comes back and trying to deliver here and give the Nuts their first lead. Trying to place which one of these Lugnuts hitters looks the best in the sunglasses up on the board. And the stash with McDonald, it works. The pitch. Fought back off the netting behind home plate. No balls, two strikes on the right-handed catcher, Jared McDonald. Make sure you check out Lázaro Armenteros' still photo up there. His looks pretty good, too.
I've seen him wearing shades in real life.
It's a good look. 0-2. Hard hit through the hole left side. Base hit, McDonald. Beck scores, and the two-out rally continues. 2-1 Nuts.
That is an 0-2 swing from Jared McDonald. And dropped the barrel down right on it.
He got behind 0-2, fouled off a couple pitches, and didn't miss his last opportunity. And this two-out rally has started out of nowhere. Austin Beck, an infield single that he beat out, and then two good swings to each side of the diamond from Lawrence Butler and Jared McDonald. And that's going to force a pitching change as Stankiewicz's job tonight is done. So, we will get the change for the Colonels. Miguel Rodriguez coming into the game. And he's going to overtake John Stankiewicz and see if he can quiet this lineup for the Lugnuts that's come up with a couple of runs. The Venezuelan native, 6'2", 180-pounder. Signed as an international free agent in 2017 and spent last year in Low A with Fort Myers. The right-hander now will face Eribio Angeles, as the Nuts have collected five hits in the last two half innings, starting with Eribio Angeles in the second.
Miguel Rodriguez, Adam, the overall numbers are great, and especially because of May. Manager Brian Dinkelman went to Rodriguez more than any other pitcher out of the Colonel's pen, and in May only allowed two earned runs in 11 innings, and the Midwest League batted just 108 against him in the month. And now into June, and he sees if he can take things to the next level.
It's going to be May, and he came through. Line out, walk, strikeout, and then three straight hits for the Nuts. Austin Beck, infield single. Butler to right, McDonald to left. Attach a couple of RBIs on Butler and McDonald's name. Now a chance for the Nuts to add to Aldi, already a multi-run half inning. Angeles into the box from the right side against Miguel Rodriguez, the righty. The pitch casually raises the elbows out of the way and takes strike one. He literally does not move when that first pitch comes in. Outside of the lackluster elbow raise there. The pitch, hard hit down the line, one-handed backhand by Encarnacion Strand, and beats Butler to the bag at third. Oh, another hard hit ball from a Lugnut, and Angeles is robbed, and the Nuts are done in the third. But they do grab the lead for the first time thanks to three hits and a walk. RBI singles from Butler and McDonald. 2-1 Lansing, fourth inning is next.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
The Lugnuts have the lead for the first time tonight, as we honor Keanu Reeves, a tribute night and a Thirsty Thursday. 2-1 for the top of the fourth. Appreciate you stopping in. We also want to say happy Lou Gehrig Day here on June 2nd, back when he made his first of many, many starts for the New York Yankees. Here's the first pitch from Mac Lardner in the fourth, and that's in there, strike one, on Yunor Severino.
It's not all happy when it comes to Lou Gehrig today, unfortunately.
The 0-1. Swinging a foul back off the inning. No balls, two strikes.
Today's also the day that Gehrig died. ALS Awareness Day all around baseball today.
Absolutely. Second annual that Major League Baseball has tabbed. Bouncing ball at the plate on one hop. Snagged by Lardner. Runs it over. Underhand toss to Soderstrom. And that's the first out of this fourth inning. I want to talk about life coming full circle, making your major league debut, or rather making your start of a streak that has lasted as the second longest in Major League Baseball, and then passing on that same day years later. This pitch popped up, foul, third base side. Josh went right over to his left. We'll watch it fly into the seats. Strike one on Jefferson Morales. 2-1 our score in the top of the fourth at Jackson Field. Lardner's pitch. In on the hands, swing and a miss on Morales. No balls, two strikes. Next pitch, swing and a miss. That's strike three, and Morales is gone. Boy, Lardner and Stankiewicz have both been working quickly. That's the second strikeout. Lardner with a little quick pitch action there. And there are two gone. So Charles Mack's turn as he stands in the way of a 1-2-3 fourth for Lardner, trying to bounce back after a tough third. A pitch. That's away, ball one. A tough third that produced no runs. He just walked three batters in a row, but got a double play and a caught stealing from McDonald. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
Considering what transpired in the bottom of the third inning, what a potential turning point in this game.
Absolutely. The pitch home. That slides outside in the dirt. Good knockdown by McDonald. And it's 2-1 on Charles Mack. The DH flied out in his first at bat to Austin Beck in center. Base is clear, two away. 2-1, just off the end of the bat to stay alive as it walks its way back to the backstop. back, the DH tonight. Out of Williamsville, New York. The pitch home. Swing and a miss from Lardner. 80 on the gun as it cut right out of the zone, and that's his second straight strikeout. Bottom of the fourth, 2-1, Lansing leading.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
A 2-1 Lansing lead as we bring you back for the bottom of the fourth. Lugnuts scored 2 in the third after giving up 1 in the second, and they face Miguel Rodriguez for his first full inning of work. Lázaro Armenteros leads off the fourth, and the pitch home. Swings through it, strike one. Armenteros singled tonight. The cool man look in the shades up on the board to resemble the Matrix tonight as we celebrate Keanu Reeves on this Thursday evening. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Armenteros out in front. No balls, 2 strikes. Lansing has collectively been stringing the hits together. 2 in the second, then 3 in the third. Both collections in a row. The 0-2. That's outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. In the second, Angeles and Armenteros back-to-back. In the third, Beck, Butler, McDonald back-to-back-to-back. All singles for all 5 hits tonight for the Nuts. 1-2. Down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Armenteros batting .225 on the season for the Nuts. His second year with Lansing after coming up midway through the year last year from Stockton. The pitch home. Checked it. Called strike 3. It was right at the letters. A tough one to take. And Armenteros was hoping to see one more, but rung up by Ken Jackson.
That's a high curve. And Armenteros gave up on it, then it buckled right back in there across the corner.
It's a really good pitch from Rodriguez, located in a tough spot on a breaking ball. You don't see that many times. Joshuan right now swings and misses strike 1. Well, it's time for some trivia in this fourth inning. And I am going to steal again today from Martin Gallegos. The 0-1. That's down low. 1 ball, 1 strike. His newsletter delivering again. So if you got it, you're not allowed to answer the trivia question tonight. But feel free to send in regardless. I'll still accept. The 1-1. That's fouled back. 1 ball, 2 strikes. At least we give him credit every time we do use his trivia question. With it being Lou Gehrig Day and us talking about Lou Gehrig's streak yesterday. 2,130 consecutive games played. At Ben's back right, out of the way. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Gehrig being with the Yankees. The Lugnuts being a part of the A's affiliation. We'll tie it into the Athletics. Here's the 2-2. close take just off the outer edge. May have been a touch low. And it's 3 balls, 2 strikes on Joshuan Wright. Which player has logged the most all-time games in an A's uniform? 3-2 pitch. Up high curve. He tried that again, and Wright says, guess what? I'm a little bit shorter than Lázaro Armenteros. The 5'6 righty will take his trot down to first base. So that's your trivia question tonight. Which player has logged the most all-time games in an A's uniform? By the way, that number, 1,795 games. That's a lot. Wearing the Athletics colors. Here's Drew Swift. Takes strike one. At Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstrass. Send us a note on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you. Or email in at Jesse. That email blows up all game long, every night. The 0-1. Swing and it's kicked back into the suites. Look out. No balls, 2 strikes.
If you write a letter, I'll be impressed, but I won't get it for a couple of days.
Yes, email. You can text or call Jesse. Actually, call Jesse, 0-2. Swing and a miss. If he doesn't answer, which, how couldn't he? It's not like he's busy. Leave him a voicemail. However you'd like to write in, we'd love to hear from you. Answer our trivia question tonight. Which player has logged the most all-time games in an A's uniform? The pitch. Swift takes it outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. How cool is that? An opportunity to play at the Coliseum. Play for a storied franchise like the Athletics. Some great history with the A's. 1-2. Soderstrom bounces one fair up the third base side. Backhanded by Encarnacion Strand. Throws to first. It's off the heel of the glove of Sabato. Over to third goes Wright. Drew Swift, I believe, was going to be safe either way, but they're going to go error on the throw from Encarnacion Strand. It may be a hit and then an error. I would imagine that's what it'll be, because Swift was already at first base. But the Lugnuts threatening again in the fourth, up 2-1 with runners at the corners and one out.
And Encarnacion Strand was trying to keep that throw nice and low again with the sun in Sabato's eyes. And that's simply a difficult hop to receive.
So Wright is at third. Swift is at first. Butler is at the plate. That's Johnny Butler, who scored the game's first run. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 89 on the gun from Miguel Rodriguez. Butler has reached twice, a fielder's choice and a walk. Shade has started to overtake the batter's circle and just in front in the infield. 0-1 up high. 1 ball, 1 strike. They hold Swift on at first. You got to be leery of him trying to swipe. And then Wright has good speed at third. Lugnuts up 2-1 in the fourth, looking for more. The pitch, there goes Swift, it's up high, the throw down to second, Joshuan Wright is coming home, the throw is offline and gets to the backstop, Wright scores, Swift to third, 3-1 Nuts in the fourth. There's the double speed we just talked about, Swift goes to second, Wright immediately dashes for home, and the throw is offline from Severina to Morales, and the Nuts take advantage of some aggression on the base paths.
First steal of home for a Lansing Lugnut since July 2nd, 2019. Hagen Danner then, here at Joshuan Wright.
And a couple of mistakes in this fourth inning have opened the door for the Nuts. Infield now in. The pitch. And it's upstairs. 3 balls and a strike on Butler. Swift 90 feet away. The pitch home. Wide ball 4, and Butler has his second straight walk. And the Nuts are just doing a great job at the plate. Taking what is given to them, they've now walked 4 times in this game. Have 6 hits, all of which are singles. They've got a couple of stolen bases in this fourth inning. A couple of errors by Cedar Rapids in this fourth inning. And it's a 3-1 lead with Tyler Soderstrom coming to the plate, the second overall prospect in the A's organization, with an opportunity to blow this one open in the fourth. Lansing with two runs in the third, one here in the fourth after Cedar Rapids took the lead in the second. We've got a visit out there from the pitching coach for Cedar Rapids to try and slow down Miguel Rodriguez, who took over tonight for John Stankiewicz, who was Yankiewiczed in 2 2/3. He gave up five hits and a couple of runs, both of which were earned. And now it's Miguel Rodriguez to face Tyler Soderstrom. He'd love to go deep here, get number 11, and get the Nuts a 6-1 advantage. The first pitch, lashed back foul, as that heads towards the lower bowl to our left, bounces off the concourse just to the left of the ending of the suites, that wraparound behind home plate. The 0-1 to the lefty, bends him back as it comes inside. One ball, one strike. You feel like Soderstrom is ready for a moment here after a couple of strikeouts. A left-hander trying to deliver with that open stance. The pitch home. Lashed back again off the facing of the suites to our left. One ball, two strikes on Tyler Soderstrom. Number 21 in red on the back of his white home uniform, the 6'2", 200-pound, 20-year-old from Turlock, California. First round pick back in 2020, 26th overall. 1-2. Checked it. Did he go around on a high strike? No, he didn't, according to Nathan Diedrich, the bases umpire. And that red tone bat from Soderstrom held up just enough, and he'll get another pitch. First and third with one out, a 2-2 pitch coming. Swing and a foul back. Soderstrom didn't hit it. And it gets away from the catcher, Morales, and in comes Swift to score. And Soderstrom goes to first, but he's called out now by Jackson because he didn't go up to first base in time. No. He started walking back to the dugout.
First base occupied with less than two outs, so he's automatically.
I thought maybe he stood there too long and started trotting back. He didn't realize that Morales didn't catch it, but the man on first anyway in Butler. But either way, another mistake allows another run to come in to score. It's 4-1. Here's Austin Beck. Pitches in there, strike one.
I think that's the key, Adam. The weakness for Cedar Rapids this year, when they've lost games, it's been their defensive mistakes. And that is what is really hurting them.
52 errors on the season. The pitch. Lifted high out to center, not deep. In comes Holland, still coming in. Can they find the baseball? Holland does at the last second as he tails to his left and makes the catch. Another adventurous fly ball. How about that half inning, though, for the Nuts? They get two in the third. They get two more in the fourth. A couple of steals, one of home, a couple of errors, and a pass ball as well. And we will move to the fifth. Lansing 4, Cedar Rapids 1. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler on the mic when we return.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555. OK to Say.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, now look at this. The Lansing Lugnuts have the lead. It's 4-1, two runs in the third, two in the fourth. As we enter the fifth inning, the Cedar Rapids Colonels trailing by three against the lefty Mac Lardner. On the first offering taken, outside ball one by Wander Javier. We'll see Javier, Holland, and Soleri here, 8-9-1 in the Cedar Rapids order. The pitch, swing and a miss. One ball and one strike on Javier, who is 1-for-1 with an RBI single, driving in the only Cedar Rapids run to date. Pitch is on its way from Lardner. Inside, two balls, one strike. From the southpaw, who looked to be on the ropes in the second inning, allowed three base hits and the one run. In the third inning, walked three in a row. Delivers. Javier swings and misses. Strike two. And now here's Lardner into the fifth, although there is action in the bullpen. Javier waits, a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Lardner strikes him out. And it's three straight strikeouts from Mac.
How about the turnaround? This is incredible from him. I mean, from three straight walks and nearly a fourth straight walk in the third with three straight balls in that at-bat to now three straight strikeouts, as you said, and he's just turned things around in a hurry in this game.
He takes on the number nine hitter, Will Holland, who swings and smokes the first pitch way out there to left field. Over Armenteros' head, it one hops the wall. Extra bases here. Lassero gets it into short. A double, a stand-up double for Will Holland. His fifth double of the year.
Will Holland wasn't having any of the strikeouts in that at-bat. Says you can't get struck out if you don't get to three pitches, and he clobbered that ball to left field.
And now here comes pitching coach Don Schulze out to the mound. Joe Demers is warming in the pen. Mac Lardner, the lefty, Adam went over it, residing in Templeton, California, the Gonzaga Bulldog, signed as an undrafted free agent in 2020. When the pandemic limited, when Major League Baseball, in the midst of the pandemic, Major League Baseball limited the draft to five rounds from where it had been 40 rounds in 2019. Well, he didn't get drafted, but he did get signed by the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, Lardner, in his high school days, team captain on the varsity squad all 4 years of high school. Member of Team USA when he was in high school as well. And then off he went to pitch at Gonzaga. 2018 All-WCC second team. Started the WCC championship game 2 years in a row. After the Cardinals released him, he was signed by the Oakland A's in early May. And here he is on the hill for the Lugnuts. Dealing. Alex Soleri waiting. First, though, he pivots about and looks the runner Holland back into second base.
Don't forget to let people know that he got both hands up to duck as he thought that ball was coming his way as well.
I don't blame him. I've seen fans do the same thing. The pitch, that's taken for a called strike by Soleri.
You'd never catch Jesse doing that up here in the booth if a ball came our way.
Hands up? What are you talking about? I'd hit the deck. I just have to remember to close the computer first. I'm very bad at remembering that. 4-1, Lugnuts leading. One gone. The Cedar Rapids leadoff man waits. Soleri takes down low, blocked well by McDonald. One ball and one strike. Solaria's strikeout in the first. A walk in the third against Lardner, but then he was caught stealing third base. What a pivotal moment that was. Not too long after that, Kyler Fedko, with two on, one out, lined into a double play. Time called by the catcher, McDonald, who checks in with the dugout. Mac Lardner wears his black socks up high, wears number 22, which had been won before him by David Leal. The pitch, check swing, called a strike on the inside corner. Leal wore number 22 as a 6'5 left-hander, wore it all the way up until his promotion to Double A, and then Lardner joined the squad, a 6'4 left-hander,
throws maybe a couple of ticks harder than Leal. Accepts the mantle, deals, swing and a miss, strikes out Soleri again. Lardner records his fifth strikeout, second time that he has ripped Soleri, and there's two away in the fifth.
Well, that off-speed stuff is good. Drop it right out of his zone. Soleri swinging right over the top of it. And that's a good way to bounce back after you give up the first extra base hit of the night.
Here's trouble now in Christian Encarnacion Strand. 9 doubles, 3 triples, and 8 home runs for the Colonel's slugger. First pitch, he swings and hits it high and deep to left center. How about 9 homers for Encarnacion Strand? Out it goes to Big Lug's playground. A 2-run shot, and the Colonels trail 4-3. It is the third home run allowed by Mack Lardner, and that is what Christian Encarnacion Strand is capable of. That will do it for Lardner. Here comes manager Phil Pohl.
Well, they gave him one more shot there at the top of the order to see if he could get through it. And Encarnacion Strand, as you mentioned, Jesse, capable of the big swing he delivered. And the Colonels are right back in this game.
This fifth inning for Lardner went strikeout, double, strikeout, home run. One in the second, two in this fifth for the Colonels. Two runs for the Lugnuts in the third and the fourth. 4-3, Lugnuts lead. Both teams have now gone to the pen. We saw Cedar Rapids go to the bullpen in the bottom of the third inning. John Stankiewicz only going 2 2/3. Miguel Rodriguez has been on for the last 4 outs for Cedar Rapids. And now here are the Lugnuts going to the bullpen and bringing in the right-hander from Boise. It is Joe Demears.
Well, Joe Demears with an ERA just up over 6. This will be his 14th appearance. He's given up 17 earned runs with a few homers. Just 5 walks, 19 strikeouts. Opponents are batting .310 against Demears, the 6'1", 240-pounder. As Jesse mentioned, out of Boise, 25 years old. He was the 11th round selection in 2018 out of Washington. By the way, Jesse, both those pitches, too, those extra base hits, attacking on the first pitch. So, again, good on the Colonels. Later into the count, that's when Mack was going to that off-speed stuff. They went right after that first pitch and delivered.
Well, Joe Demears against Aaron Sabato. I guess we'll have to watch out for this first pitch, huh? Aaron Sabato, a fly out to left and a walk. He has 6 doubles and 6 home runs this year. A first rounder a couple of years back. Righty, righty. Demears delivers. Outside, ball 1. Streams of sunlight across the field. 1-0. Stays outside again. 2 balls and 0 strikes. So the right fielder, Johnny Butler, is actually in one of those strips of sun. So is the first baseman, Soderstrom, and the second baseman, Angeles. Sun shining in Demears' face as he deals. Ground ball sharply struck in between right and swift through the left side into left field. A base hit. Armenteros gets it in. A single for Sabato. And next up, it's Kyler Fedko. Fly out to right. Line into a double play. The Lugnuts have played their share of high-scoring games this year. Meanwhile, on the other side for Cedar Rapids, they generally score a lot, but teams usually do not score a lot against them. The pitch, Fedko takes ball 1, swerving low and away, but first a balk called on Demears, and Sabato is awarded second base. That is the 4th balk this year on Joe Demears. 4th balk out of 7 balks for the Lugnuts as a team. Now the first pitch to Fedko. And that breaks right in there for a called strike 1. Slider. Cedar Rapids entering play today. The plus minus run differential, a plus 81. They won yesterday by 8 runs. The pitch, low and away, ball and a strike. And the Lugnuts on the other side, a minus 56. The Lugnuts, the worst run differential in the Midwest League, and the Colonels, the very best. 4-3 Lugnuts right now, tying run at second base for the Colonels. Two outs, top of the fifth, two runs home this frame. The 1-1 from Demers. Up and in and struck him. Joe Demers plunks Fedco first and second for Cedar Rapids. Fedco hit by a pitch for the first time this year. Just ran right at him. He had no chance to get out of the way.
And just simply did not come across the plate. It came right on the backside there, and no opportunity to avoid that pitch. And all of a sudden, Cedar Rapids has a chance to really change the complexion of this game.
It's Junior Severino who steps in. A single, a balk, an HPP so far for Joe Demers after relieving Lardner. Two outs. Can he get Severino? He offers. Strike one called to start him. Sinker, slider, changeup for Joe Demers in the repertoire. Severino's 1-for-2. A single to left field and a ground out to the pitcher. Both of those were hitting from the right side against the lefty Lardner. Now batting left against righty Demers. Joe sets and throws. Ground ball down toward first. Glove by Soderstrom. Throws to second. Drew Swift steps on the base. Out number three. I'm not sure if Soderstrom thought he was starting up a double play. It's okay. They don't need a fourth out. They got the force out on Fedco. What do you think, Adam? A higher degree of difficulty?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. What's going for four outs.
Fielder's choice. That'll do it in the top of the fifth inning. A two-run homer by Christian Encarnacion Strand. And the Colonels trail the Lugnuts 4-3. Two runners stranded. We're halfway to the house, going to the bottom of the fifth inning from Jackson Field.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lugnuts 4, Colonels 3. Bottom half of the fifth inning now for the Lugnuts. We shall see Butler, McDonald, and Angeles. Lawrence Butler to get things going, the left-handed batter. First pitch from the new pitcher for the Colonels, Cody Lawyerson, peppers the inside corner. Strike called. Butler is 1-for-2. An RBI single in the third inning that at the time tied the score 1-1. He swings, flies one center field. Holland back to his right. He has room, and he makes the catch. At number one, Miguel Rodriguez done after 1 1/3 innings. He allowed two runs. He gave up two walks. He struck out one. No hits allowed. Lawyerson, that last name, Lawyerson, out of Moscow, Maine. 14th rounder 3 years ago. Deals a strike called outside corner to Jared McDonald. Right-hander against right-hander here. Pitch is on its way. McDonald swings and misses. Nothing and two. It was nothing and two on McDonald when he stroked an RBI single into left field in the bottom of the third inning. And that gave the Lugnuts a 2-1 lead at the time. Up 4-3 right now. The wind on the pitch. Swing and a miss. Lid on the high heater. Lawyerson strikes him out on three tosses. Next up, AURBL Angeles. Hello to Marsha Bullard, emailing in, checking in from South Lansing. Listen to the game, home with her grandson. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Angeles takes a called strike down the middle. J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S at LansingLugnuts.com. Glad to have you keeping us company. 4-3 Lugnuts, two outs, nobody on. Lawyerson's pitch. Angeles shows bunt, pulls back, it's outside. Angeles put in some early work, put in some time earlier today with Craig Conklin and Javier Goddard. The hitting coach and assistant hitting coach, but not respectively. The pitch, head in the air, center field. Holland backs up. He nears the wall. With his back against the wall, he hops up to make the catch. The inning is over. Angeles gave it a ride. But in the end, Lawyerson faces the minimum. 1-2-3 go the Lugnuts. 6-7-8 batters. I should say 5-6-7 batters in the bottom of the fifth inning. Onward to the sixth. 4-3 Lugnuts leading the Colonels.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Joe Demers came on for Mac Lardner in the fifth inning. He's back on the mound in the sixth. Lugnuts up 4-3. Dealing to Colonels catcher Jefferson Morales. Lines the first pitch he sees to left field. Armenteros back to his left to make the catch. One pitch and one out. Charles Mack, the next man up. There's the return of the Mack. Here's the turn of the Mack. His turn at home plate from the left side against the right-handed reliever out of the University of Washington. Joe Demers. Mack has fly to center and struck out swinging. Demers sets high, kicks, lets it fly. Hit in the air, shallow left. Armenteros started back. He comes sprinting forward, and it falls in front of him for a base hit. Lazaro plays it in to shortstop Swift. Opposite field single, Charles Mack. Just a poor read initially, and that's what cost Armenteros. Mack's first time aboard today, seventh base hit of the game for the Colonels. Today in Major League Baseball history, on a less serious note, June the 2nd, 1959, the Orioles and the White Sox were playing at Comiskey Park in Chicago, and a swarm of gnats descended. Wander Javier is the batter, and he takes a called strike one from Joe Demers. Well, the game was delayed. It was delayed for a half hour by all of these gnats. And so what did they do in order to finally disperse them and play ball once again? Demers deals. Swing and a miss. The ball ricocheted around. Jared McDonald did manage to keep it up there at home plate. It's nothing and two. Javier 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Mack at first, one gone. Cedar Rapids is batting, trailing 4-3 in the sixth. The solution in Chicago by the grounds crew, they went to the post-game fireworks display. Here's the 0-2. Javier check swing, breaking ball low and away. On appeal, did not go. Rejected by Nathan Diedrich. One ball, two strikes, and Javier. Well, attached to one of those post-game fireworks was a smoke bomb. And they set off the smoke bomb. And that dispersed all those nets. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Demers strikes out Javier. First K for Joe Demers. Two away in the sixth inning. Now bring up Will Holland. There have been all sorts of different swarms of insects who have disrupted baseball games over the years. Bees, that's been terrible. There have been the midges in Cleveland, flying ants in Detroit. Here in the Midwest League, mayflies bug us. The pitch here, Will Holland takes a slider for a called strike one. Adam Jaxa has brought some French fries. French fries here at Jackson Field taste great. I know that he is going to love them. Righty versus righty. At first, Mack. The pitch, Holland swings, bounces it foul at home plate off his foot. No balls and two strikes.
I brought them as a consolation prize for you if you wanted, because unfortunately, Jesse, the entire stadium is out of pretzels.
That is hilarious. Was this what you wanted to get for yourself? You went down to the concession stands. What did you get?
I got a chicken tender basket.
Did you already hammer it?
I did take down the chicken tenders, although I look like I left one. What up? You want some fries?
Chris, the PA announcer, the voice of Jackson Field, is interested. Let's get him some fries.
Let's do this.
Joe Demers deals. Holland takes a slider low and away. Briefly not found by McDonald. Mack for second base. A one hop throw down the tag. In time, and Charles Mack is out. He gambled. And sometimes when you gamble, the house wins. The hosts in this case, and the hometown squad, Jared McDonald's throw down in time. And Joe Demers is through a scoreless sixth, facing the minimum. He'll take on Will Holland in the seventh inning. As we move to the bottom of the sixth inning, it remains the Lugnuts 4, the Colonels 3.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Cody Lawyerson back to the hill, last of the sixth inning in Lansing, Michigan. On Michigan Avenue, in between Cedar and Larch Streets, just a couple of blocks away from the state capitol, 4-3 Lugnuts lead. Lawyerson deals. In the Lugnuts left fielder, Lasser Armenteros, takes ball one from the hard-throwing right-hander. Lawyerson breezed through Butler, McDonald, and Angeles in his first inning, the fifth. Lets it fly. Breaking ball waved at and missed. One ball and one strike. We got to see Cody Lawyerson last year when the Lugnuts and the Colonels met up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner, strike two called. Good fastball. Lawyerson, the main black bear. Lets it fly. Fastball just missed outside. Looking for the same spot. Two balls and two strikes on Armenteros. who is 1-for-2 today, a single and a strikeout. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses strike three. It gets away from catcher Morales, but Armenteros doesn't try for going down to first base. Just allows Morales to tag him out. Strikeout number two for Lawyerson. And one away in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Going back to last year, Lawyerson made his third appearance and third start with the Colonels against the Lansing Lugnuts on June 25th. Five innings, two runs, one walk, and three strikeouts in that game. Lawyerson to Joshua Wright. High and away, ball one. Lugnuts won the ball game 5-2. Scored two runs in the first inning against Lawyerson. Max Schumann leading off the game with a home run. Wright takes ball two outside. That was all, though, that Lawyerson gave up in those five innings. Just those two first inning runs. A 2-0. Wright swings and misses strike one. But then he handed the ball to his bullpen, and the Lugnuts scored three runs in the eighth. There was a costly error committed. Two of those runs were unearned. 2-1 pitch. Stays high and wide. Ball three. And the Lugnuts came back and beat the Colonels 5-2. That was one of only two Lugnuts wins in the six-game series at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Wright takes outside. Ball four. Five-pitch walk given out by Lawyerson. It's the second straight walk drawn by Joshua Wright. Not a runner on, one gone. Top of the order, time and Drew Swift. Just going over some dates for you. We are 4 days away from the Arizona Complex League starting up. The schedule begins on June the 6th. Roddy, Swift waits. Lawyerson throws. A ground ball down toward third base. Encarnacion Strand grabs, fires across in time. Frozen rope over to Sabato. Swift retired, out number two, right up to second base. And Johnny Butler is coming up. Johnny Butler and Drew Swift made their professional debuts last year in the Arizona Complex League after they were drafted. And then from there onward to Lansing, Michigan. So complex ball beginning in 4 days. Now, as far as the draft goes, the MLB Draft Combine, we are currently 12 days away, June 14th through June 20th in San Diego. I believe that a pitch clock infraction was just spotted on Lawyerson, which would mean one ball, no strikes, and Johnny Butler. Right in scoring position, 4-3 Lugnuts leading, batting bottom of the sixth, two outs. Right at second, the pitch. A little bit low and away. Johnny is 0-for-1, a fielder's choice, and two walks drawn. Well, the MLB Draft Combine from San Diego, June 14th through June 20th, and then July 17th through the 19th, the Major League Baseball Draft. The pitch, breaking ball inside corner, strike call. And that's what we have on the near and the medium to far horizon that is going to affect these teams and their organizations. One ball and one strike. The pitch. Butler swings and misses. He was led on the fastball. Strike two. Kumar Nambiar warms up in the Lugnuts pen, so Joe Demers might be done. If he is, for Demers, 1 1/3 scoreless innings. Bridging from Lardner into the late going. Lawyerson's pitch, swing and a miss. He strikes at Johnny Butler with the high cheddar and the K-Rouette. Onward to the seventh, Adam Jackson the call. Lugnuts 4, Colonels 3.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them. Just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, a few innings left to go as we move to the seventh. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler from Jackson Field, where the Lugnuts are holding on to a 4-3 advantage over the top team in the Western Division, the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Appreciate you stopping in on your Thursday evening in early June as we push towards 9 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone. Will Holland will lead off as Joe Demers at least will start this seventh inning. His first pitch, outside, ball one. I would imagine if he allows Holland or one batter on, it might be Kumar Nambiar time with the top of the order coming up. The 1-0. That's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Demers taking over in the fifth. Worked a 1-2-3-6 outside of a base hit, but a called stealing. The 2-0. Off speed in there. Strike one. Will Holland tonight fly out in foul territory. Jared McDonald caught it up the first baseline. And then doubled on the first pitch he saw from Lardner in the fifth. One of a couple extra base hits tonight. Sweeping pitch that doesn't quite come all the way back across the plate. Stays inside. 3-1. 16 driven in, three home runs for the nine-hitter, Will Holland. Demers set, the pitch home. Popped up left side of the infield, now carries out to shallow center. And back comes in, makes the catch. And there's the first out of the seventh. So Demers does get the first out, and it doesn't matter if he got him or not. We go back to the top of the order. It will be Kumar Nambiar as Phil Pohl marches out, points to the right field bullpen area, and that's going to do it for Demers, who did a great job tonight. He came in after the two-run shot given up to Encarnacion Strand, gives up a base hit in the fifth, hits a batter, then gives up a base hit in the sixth, but outside of those two things with the HBP, he doesn't allow any runs and keeps the Nuts in front by one, so he gets a round of applause as he heads to the Lugnuts dugout, first base side. Now it'll be Kumar Nambiar time here in a one-run lead in this seventh inning. Nambiar has been one of the better arms for the Lugnuts this year, and he has been arguably the best out of the bullpen. The lefty at 5'11", 190 pounds, 24-year-old from Larchmont, New York, was the 34th round selection in 2019 out of Yale. He will be tasked with facing this pesky Cedar Rapids top of the lineup here and trying to keep this a one-run lead. Nambiar's ERA has risen just a touch above three through 16 games. He's only allowed one home run this season in 25 and two-thirds innings pitched. 11 walks, 26 strikeouts, opponents batting just above the Mendoza line. Against the lefty, Nambiar, number 14 in white for the Nuts.
Adam made three appearances in that Beloit series, and the first and the third one were scoreless appearances. Looked really good. Tried to go back-to-back days, and things didn't go well in that driving downpour of the second game of the set. As we have seen, he understands how to pitch, and he uses his stuff really effectively, particularly the curve and the changeup to offset the fastball.
Well, let's see what he's got here tonight. 2015 New York State Class AA Player of the Year, Kumar Nambiar. pitcher and also a high school basketball player. I wonder if he's got a smooth jumper. Solari takes the first pitch, ball one.
Starting pitcher John Stankiewicz was a basketball player, a baseball player, and also a bowler.
Why are you trying to outdo Kumar like that, Jesse?
Sorry about that.
1-0. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. I'm always fascinated with the bowlers. More so because I'm just extremely jealous at usually how good they are. It's incredible, the accuracy. The 2-0. It's on the outside part of the plate. A little bit off the edge, though. Three balls, no strikes, and Ambiar's come out of the pen. Three straight balls, so we'll try and re-grip the baseball. Take a step. Back inside the slab, stretch position. And the 3-0. Four straight balls to open up his outing, and so Larry is aboard with one out in the seventh. Tying run is on.
I feel like with bowling, as with everything else in life, practice makes perfect.
It sure does. No, I haven't. Jesse, have you thrown a 300 game yet? No. Here's Christian Encarnacion Strands. He had quite the home run, 300 game-esque with his swing back in the fifth. Launched out to left center. Above the high wall. The pitch, swing and a miss. There's the first strike from Nambiar. Low in the zone as Encarnacion Strand tried to bend down and grab it. Fly out, walk, and the homer tonight for the third baseman wearing number 43. He just looks like a power hitter. The pitch, swing and a foul tip into the glove, held on to by McDonald. And it's no balls and two strikes. 6 foot, 225 pounder from Pleasant Hill, California was the fourth round selection last year. Encarnacion Strand. 0-2. That's inside, one ball, two strikes. The main reason we want to see him get to the bigs, someone has to stitch on all those letters on the back of a uniform.
What are you talking about? It's a perfectly normal amount of letters for a last name.
The 1-2. And a look back to first. No throw from McDonald. Two balls, two strikes. Let's see. Let me just...
He has the exact same amount as I do, Adam. 17 letters in his last name.
Is that right, Goldberg Strassler, just to verify? Yep, checks out. 17. Goodness. Throw over to first. Saltalamacchia. Encarnacion Strands.
William Van Landingham was the other one.
Oh, my goodness.
Van Landingham and Saltalamacchia are two legendary ones.
The pitch. That's fouled back. Not quite the same as Smith.
Jaxa.
Two ball, two strike pitch coming to Encarnacion Strands. Lifted out to center field. Back under it. Sizing it up. Comes in. Stops. Makes the catch right in front of his head. And there's the second out and the first recorded by Nambiar. Both outs to center field in this seventh inning. Lugnuts in front 4-3. And it'll be Aaron Sabato that comes up. The first pitch. Sabato takes it. Ball one. Runner at first with two outs. Sun has faded here as it has produced a nice sunset coming for us here in Lansing. Pretty colors coming about. The 1-0. And time called just before that pitch came in, so they won't record that pitch. They'll stay one ball, no strikes, discard the baseball, and get a new one out there to Nambiar. High black socks pulled up for Nambiar and both of his infielders on the left side, Drew Swift, Joshuan Wright. Pants pulled down the rest of the way for the Nuts in the field. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Maybe that's the next stat we keep. who pulls the pants down to the shoe tops and who shows off the socks. Just the three to the left of the infield. 1-1. Hunter takes off for second. Throw down from McDonald to second. Angeles is right there. The ball came into his mitt as Soleri was coming into the tag. That is perfect. McDonald has been excellent behind the plate defensively tonight. So that will get us through 6.5. Let's stretch it out. Bottom seven. Nuts in front. 4-3 at Jackson Field. Here comes the first pitch of the seventh, and it's down low, ball one to Tyler Soderstrom. Austin Beck, Lawrence Butler to follow. Lugnuts looking for a little insurance, up 4-3. Cody Lawyer sends pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Soderstrom trying to get something going. 0-3 tonight with three strikeouts. The pitch home. Up high. 2-1. We've got some trivia to answer in this seventh inning. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Soderstrom, being aggressive, goes down on a knee there to try and go get it. Two balls, two strikes on Tyler. He's trying to swing at everything right now, but we'll see if he could stay within himself and find a pitch here. Launches this out to left field, and that one fading in front of Soleri for a base hit. I think Soleri misread that or maybe didn't see it because he kind of came in on a soft jog there, and I think he thought he was going to make the catch, but instead it dropped in front of him. So now it's Austin Beck's turn. 4-3 nuts, bottom seven, the pitch. And that's a high. Strike one came in at the letters. No balls and one strike on Austin Beck tonight. 1 for 3. Second pitch. One ball, one strike. Grounded out in the first, base hit in the third, and then flied out in the fourth. Trying to come through for the nuts here in the seventh. That one base hit was important. The pitch. In there, strike two. When he got on with the infield single, legged out one that he hit to shortstop, Javier. He just beat it out, and then two runs came in that half inning for Lansing. The 1-2. Poked out, foul, first base side, and hops into the lower bowl. Remains one ball, two strikes. Lawyerson comes set, runner at first, the pitch. Swatted out to right, not deep. Fedko coming in towards the line on a glide to his left, makes the catch, and there's the first out of the seventh. All right, so our trivia question tonight, which player has logged the most all-time games in an A's uniform? 1,795 of them. And I know we got a couple answers on Twitter. Jason Beck says Burt Campanaris, 1,795. Throwback to first, check in on Tyler Soderstrom. Bobby Strauss says that would be better Campanaris. I think probably a little spell check there. We'll give it to you, Bobby. You know what you meant. The pitch, that's down low. Henderson is a close second at 1,704. Hashtag nuts trivia. Those are both correct. Nice job, guys. Jesse, we get more correct answers?
I just think that autocorrect changing Bert to better is hilarious.
The 1-0 off the end of the bat. One ball, one strike on Lawrence Butler. Now that is, in fact, the right answer, though. Bert Campanaris, 1,795. The number of games he's played as an A, the most all-time. So thanks for playing tonight, Martin Gallegos. Appreciate the question in the newsletter today. 1-1. That's down low. Two balls and a strike. Make sure you come back with us tomorrow. We're going to do trivia again. Then we're going to do it again on Saturday. Then we will do it again on Sunday. Because that's how we do it. The pitch. Check swing. Butler offered. And it's two balls, two strikes. Well, it's an opportunity here for Lansing. Try and build on the lead here. They are six outs away from a victory, but you know, the Colonels have some offense still. Lansing trying to expand. The pitch. Down low to Butler. Three balls, two strikes. Lawrence is one for three. He was in the stretch of the three straight singles in the third that produced the two runs. Lansing scored two runs in the third and the fourth. Hasn't scored since. We're in the seventh. 3-2. Down low, Butler walks, and they're at first and second. So a base hit, a walk, a flyout from Beck, and now Jared McDonald, who has had an excellent night. He, right now, a strong candidate for player of the game. RBI single in the third. He's thrown a couple runners out on the bases. He had a nice foul fly catch up the first base side. Can he deliver here? The pitch home. Checked it, went around, strike one. Good slider right there from Lawyerson. The Nuts and the fans ready to get going here in this seventh inning. See some runs. Lawyerson steps off. We'll reset. Lansing with four runs, six hits, no errors. Three runs, seven hits, and two errors for Cedar Rapids. Soderstrom is at second. Butler is at first. Jared McDonald at the plate. The pitch. Fastball just outside. 1-1. McDonald batting just 125 with runners in scoring position this year and only two hits. Swings through that pitch. 1-2. But again, he delivered in the third. So make that three hits in 17 ABs with runners in scoring position. Three driven in that stretch. Got to protect here. 1-2. Lifted out to shallow center. Long run for Holland. Coming in on a sprint. Still coming and veers to his left. Makes the catch. And there's the second out. Boy, it almost seems like Cedar Rapids would be lost without Will Holland sometimes. Jesse, he's made some really long runs in from center where Severino and Javier have been around the area, but definitely have felt more comfortable. As you would expect, the center fielder has the better angle coming in, but some great tracking by him in center to make a couple of nice grabs tonight.
Coming in tonight, 2 days ago, everything was going back, making catches at the wall, and in one case, running full-fledged into the wall.
We are going to get a pitching change as Arribio Angeles is set to come up. It'll be the second time that Angeles faces a new batter. So him and Lázaro Armenteros looking at the scouting report with Javi Godard, the hitting coach for the Nuts, to see what they'll be facing in this at-bat with the new man coming up on the mound.
They'll be facing quality. This is Bradley Hanner, the right-hander, who has a 0.45 ERA, 13 appearances this year, 20 innings. He has allowed 3 unearned runs and 1 earned run, 7 walks, 22 strikeouts, just 5 hits allowed in 73 batters faced. The league is hitting 0.81 against the native of Orange County, Virginia.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Not messing around. He's going on a 7-game scoreless streak. Hasn't given up any runs since the 1st of May. So Quad Cities a couple times, Peoria, Lake County a couple times, and Wisconsin, all zeros. You have to go back to May 1st at Beloit, where he pitched 2/3 of an inning and gave up 4 runs, but only 1 was earned. The last time he allowed runs, that was the only time he allowed runs this year. Well, let's see what Lansing and Arribio Angeles can do against Hanner with 2 on and 2 out. The pitch home. Popped up in the infield. Foul territory. Morales to his left, removes the mask and makes the catch. And there you have it. One pitch, a pop out, and we're through 7. Jesse Goldberg-Stressler takes you the rest of the way. Nuts 4, Colonels 3.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Four to three, Lugnuts leading, going to the 8th inning now. And Kumar Nambiar back to the hill. Enters his first full inning out of the Lugnuts pen to take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels 3-4-5 batters in Sabato, Fetko, and Severino. It begins with Aaron Sabato. Sabato is 1-for-2 with a single and a walk against the Lugnuts southpaw. 4-3 Lugnuts. First pitch. Up and inside, turns Sabato away. One ball, no strikes. Temperatures have cooled to 68 degrees right now on a bustling night in Lansing, Michigan. The pitch. Breaking ball, hooking in for a strike call. When Nambiar came on, replacing Joe Demers with one out, nobody on in the 7th inning, it was a rough start. He walked Alaric Soleri on 4 pitches. Deals. Sabato fights it off the hands, foul over the netting. Ball and 2 strikes. But then Soleri was caught stealing after Christian Encarnacion Strand flied out. And so that was it for Nambiar. And hence why he takes on Sabato here. The powerful Sabato waits. The pitch down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 6'1", 235 pounds. Aaron Sabato is 2 days away from his 23rd birthday. Nambiar's 2-2. Up high and wide. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
You think the kids call that the LeBron birthday now?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I think LeBron's too old.
Really?
Yeah.
So, what about...
Lakers, irrelevant. Payoff pitch is high. It's ball four. When was the last time the Lakers won anything? Sabato down to first base. Kyler Fedko's coming up. That's sarcasm. By the way, today is Edward Barum's 25th birthday for the Lugnuts.
All right.
23. Kyler Fedko, the batter. 0 for 2, fly to right, line into a double play to third, hit by a pitch. That's right, first pitch. Takes, strike called on the inside corner. I like that notion. Get all the old heads upset. 23 only means one person, not LeBron.
MJ.
Brett Harris was who I was thinking. The pitch, outside, or now Hanson Lopez.
Darn straight.
Harris opened up the year wearing 23 for the Lugnuts, and now it's Lopez, the catcher, who wears it. Harris and the Midland Rockhounds currently tied 4-4 in double A in the A system. The pitch up high and outside. 2 balls, 1 strike to Fedko. That's in the Texas League. Harris has walked. He scored a run. He's hitting 450. Jordan Diaz is hitting 299, 2 for 2. Single, double. He's knocked in a run. Tied up with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. The deal. Fouled up and away to the right side. The former Lansing Lugnut, Michael Danielak, went 2 1/3 innings in that game for Midland. Danielak out of Dartmouth. And there's Kumar Nambiar on the mound out of Yale. Fedko the batter. Wait just a second. Time requested and granted to Fedko.
They can't do the one point right there. That's not helping me out.
No. It's every signal by every umpiring crew is different. 2-2 pitch from Nambiar. Fedko takes inside. Ball three.
Right? I mean, they put up a one when it's a ball or a strike because of a penalty. You can't put up the one there for time.
I don't remember any pitch clock infractions in this series. A 3-2 pitch. A ground ball left side. Gets past the shortstop. Swift to his right. In the left field, a base hit. Sabato stops at second. Lázaro Armenteros lobs into the infield. A single by Fedko. It's his first hit of the game. And the tying run is in scoring position. The go-ahead run is aboard. There's nobody out for Junior Severino.
Nambiar going to have his work cut out for him again. Knew these Colonels are going to be pesky. They've got the best record in the West for a reason. Already with 30 victories. And this is going to be a real big test right here for Nambiar.
Pitcher coach Don Schulze out to the mound. Severino, the upcoming batter, 1 for 3 with a single. He scored the first run of the game. It came in on an RBI single by Wander Javier. That back in the top of the second inning. But the Lugnuts played a 2 in the bottom of the third. Back-to-back RBI singles by Lawrence Butler and Jared McDonald. And it was 2-1 Lugnuts. Then in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Lugnuts scored 2 more. And they took a 4-1 lead. A 2-run homer by Christian Encarnacion Strand in the fifth inning made it 4-3 Lugnuts. And here we've been since then. All bagels through the sixth and the seventh. Schulze back to the dugout first base side. Severino stepping up. Nambiar toes the rubber. Middle infielders congregate around the runner. Sabato at second base with Drew Swift chatting him up. Out at first base, Fedko steps away his lead. First baseman Soderstrom off his line and in. The pitch to Severino. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Third baseman Wright is also in, but no sign of a bunt right there. Severino has a lot of power. The set by Nambiar. The kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss on a changeup. 0-2. It has been fascinating to read Kumar throughout this year after every series. Kumar Nambiar posts on his blog the payoff pitch. Well, this is an 0-2 pitch on its way. Curveball swung at and missed. He strikes at Severino, or did he? Nambiar is checking in. The home plate umpire Jackson didn't realize. Nambiar is having a word with the bases umpire Diedrich. They're saying foul tip. Did McDonald catch it cleanly? The umpires say no. McDonald can't buy it. And so Severino stays alive. Foul tip not caught cleanly by McDonald. And so 0-2 it remains on Severino.
I think Jackson said he caught it. And Diedrich came in and said no, he didn't, and hit the dirt.
Well, let's try it again. New life for Junior Severino. Takes a high fastball for ball one.
What's the name of the blog, by the way?
The Payoff Pitch.
What about Nam Blog?
That would work, too.
Coom Nam?
Nah.
It's not there?
You're getting farther away now.
All right.
1-2. Inside corner, strike three called. Nambiar sits down Severino, who has a word for Ken Jackson on his way back to the dugout.
Yeah, he's saying that nearly hit me, Ken. Came in tight on me, but he was standing pretty close to the plate.
And with that, manager Phil Pohl out of the dugout. And we will see a call to the Lugnuts pen in the top of the eighth inning. One out. Colonels at first and second. And the bearded one himself, Brock Whittlesey, is coming on for the Lansing Lugnuts. For Nambiar, two outs recorded in the seventh, one out here in the eighth. So one inning, two walks, one single. And he leaves two runners on for Whittlesey. Brock Whittlesey signed as a minor league free agent, signed as an undrafted free agent, I should say, out of New Mexico State University. 25 years young, 6'3", 210 pounds. Last year opened the year with Stockton, finished the year with the Lugnuts. Then he really finished the year in the Arizona Fall League alongside Jeff Criswell and many others on the Mesa Solar Sox, winning the Arizona Fall League championship. And so far this year, after opening the year with AA Midland, here he is with the Lugnuts. And through seven appearances out of the pen, 10 and two-thirds innings, 10 hits, two homers allowed, five walks, and nine strikeouts. Adam, the last time that we saw him on the mound was rough.
Yeah, he's looking for some revenge here. Lugnuts took a 4-1 lead into their last half inning in Beloit on Sunday. And Beloit went double, homer. He got an out, and then single. Got a strikeout, needed one more out for the win, and then a single on the last pitch. And that was how the Lugnuts ended their series in Beloit. So, interesting here. The Nuts take out Nambiar, and they're going to go to Whittlesey to see if he can find a way here to get a couple of outs with two runners on in a pressure situation in the eighth.
Kyler Fedko at first, Aaron Sabato at second. And the batter is the catcher, Jefferson Morales. Morales today is 1-for-3 with a single. Struck out in the fourth. Flied out to left field in the sixth inning. And that fly out to left field came on the very first pitch that he saw from Joe Demers. 4-3, Lugnuts leading, protecting that slim lead in the eighth. Whittlesey to Morales. Sliders line to center field. In rushes Beck. It falls for a base hit. Beck quickly gets it in. Runners go station to station. A throw gets away, but down the third base side, backed up by pitcher Whittlesey, and that keeps Sabato at third and Fedko at second. A first pitch single by Morales. Bases loaded, one gone for Charles Mack.
Well, there you go. First pitch swinging. Didn't waste any time and just got it right out in front of Beck. He didn't have an opportunity to get there. And now Whittlesey going to have to pitch with him loaded up.
Mack 1-for-3, a single his last time up. Batting left. Right-hander sets, throws. Inside corner, strike call. And talking with Brock Whittlesey, coming back from Midland to Lansing, the first thing that he tried to do to turn around his luck in AA, he cut off 2.5 inches from his beard. And a one on its way. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. 94, it reads on the stadium gun. Nothing and two on Mack.
If he gives up the lead, I think we got to talk to him and say, you got to go full beard. You got to trim it all.
On the other hand, if he goes scoreless for the rest of the year,
grow it out.
That beard would look glorious. And 0-2. Chopper left side, third baseman right grabs.
feeds the plate. McDonald forces at Zapata. Out number two. Fielder's choice, Mack. Fedko to third, Morales to second, and Mack on at first.
Oh, it's the right play by Joshua Wright. It's a tough play for Joshua Wright because he's running to his left, basically facing the right side of the diamond, and has to come back and throw to his right to get it to McDonald. Easier because it's not a tag out, just a force, but still takes a good throw. Well played by Wright.
Wander Javier now, first pitch, taking low, ball one. Slider to start him. Javier is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. He has a lot of power. A shortstop batting eighth. Bases loaded, two gone. The pitch, a fastball right down the middle at a called strike. Javier and the Colonels are trailing 4-3. They're out hitting the Lugnuts 9-6. There's a Colonel at every base. Top of the eighth, two gone. And the pitch to Wander Javier on its way. At the knees, strike two called. Wander Javier signed for $4 million with the Minnesota Twins as a free agent. Injury abbreviated things momentarily. Threw up a huge speed bump in the road. Trying to get things back together. He's shown off his D. The bat has been there in flashes. The pitch, he takes outside. Slider. Two balls and two strikes.
I like this from Whittlesey. Gives up that first pitch single, and he has been dialed in since. Good pitches here.
Mack at first, Morales at second, and Fedko at third. Here's the pitch from Whittlesey. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Javier Case for the third time today. Brock Whittlesey records the strikeout to strand the bases loaded and keep the Lugnuts in the lead. Onward to the bottom of the eighth inning. Lugnuts 4, Colonels 3, and that was a ZZ stop.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bradley Hanner back to the mound for Cedar Rapids. Colonels trailing 4-3 to the Lugnuts, dealing a slider outside. Ball one to Lázaro Armenteros. Armenteros right and swift. 8-9-1 for the Lansing Lugnuts offense. Last of the eighth, up by one. Last chance for insurance. Ball one offering. Slider swerves outside again. Two balls and no strikes. Armenteros is 1-for-3. A single, two strikeouts. This is his first look at Hanner, the right-hander. Kicks and offers. Low for ball three. Hanner came out of the pen and used one pitch to end a two-on-two-out situation in the bottom of the seventh inning.
dispatching a Ribiel Angeles on a foul pop to the catcher. The powerful Armenteros way out in front, 3-0. Hanner to the plate. Low and in. He walked him. And on four pitches, Armentero takes his base. Lázaro Armenteros this year is 2-for-3 in steals. We have seen him be, daring is the first word that comes to mind. Last year, swiped 13 bags and 17 attempts for Lansing in 56 games. Here comes Joshua Wright. Righty-righty, 4-3 Lugnuts. First pitch, taking strike one call. Joshua Wright and Lázaro Armenteros have this in common. Wright, when he was younger, played for Team Panama, the national team, in tournaments. Lázaro Armenteros played for Team Cuba. A one, fouled back to the netting. No balls and two strikes. To play for your nation in that international competition, all that stress, all that pressure that is on you. Talk to Brian Buelbas, currently on the injured list, the Lugnuts outfielder who played for the Colombian national team, and all the excitement that comes with it. Here's the 0-2 for Joshua. Down low, tough take. One ball and two strikes.
We're sitting on this 4-3 score for a while, and looks like Whittlesey's going to come back out for the ninth. And he, the Lugnuts, they would love at least one more run. But not easy against a guy that doesn't give up runs.
No, sir. Hanner deals. Slider fouled off. Sent to the backstop. Just in watching Bradley Hanner, that slider is tough. The sink that he has. His pitches are moving and swerving all over the place, which explains why he walked Armenteros. They were moving away from the zone. Count in his favor, 1-2 against Wright. Pitch is on its way. Swinging a pop foul up the right side. Actually, the right fielder, Fedko, approaching the corner, makes the catch in fair ground. And Armenteros heads back to first base. There's one gone.
And then when you get one that doesn't move as much, weak contacts.
Yes. And now Bradley Hanner against Drew Swift. Hanner out of Patrick and Henry Community College, Martinsville, Virginia. 21st rounder 3 years ago. Spins, fires into first, tag applied late. Armenteros back in standing. Adam, just looking at the bullpen for the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the colleges that everybody came out of. The pitch to Drew Swift, and the Arizona State Sun Devil takes a called strike. All right, here's Hanner from Patrick and Henry. Cody Laurierson, we saw him earlier out of Maine. Bobby Malacky, we have not seen yet from Arizona Christian. Derek Molina from Merced Community College, we've seen him already. Tyler Palm, the Oakland Golden Grizzly. And a one on its way. Breaking ball just missed inside as Swift was turning away. Then there's Orlando Rodriguez out of St. Thomas, located in Miami Gardens, Florida. Matthew Swain, whom they just added, the closer from Fort Myers, is from Georgia Gwinnett, and Ryan Shreve from Pacific. Pitch on its way. Breaking ball down. Two balls, one strike. I was speaking earlier today with Craig Conklin. You'll hear that interview tomorrow. And Craig was a scout for many years, and I have such respect for scouts. Here are the Minnesota Twins scouts just going out, coming around at any level and finding great arms. Pickoff though to first base, not in time. I mean, entering play today, the Cedar Rapids Colonels bullpen, an even 3 ERA, and batters across the MWL are hitting just 201 against these relievers. That's the lowest mark in the league. 2-1 pitch. Fouled off the hands off to the right side. Two balls, two strikes. And they're getting it done. They are a large part of the reason why the Colonels came in with a record of 30-17 atop the West and have only blown four saves all year. 4-3, the Lugnuts are leading here, though. Runner at first, one out. Armenteros runs, the pitch inside nearly hits Swift, spins away, no throw down by Morales. Armenteros swipes his third bag of the year.
Well, you couldn't run on a better pitch. A ball that doesn't hit Swift but nearly does. And he conveniently was in the way of any attempt to throw to second, but he couldn't do anything. He was doing everything to avoid that pitch.
And now Drew Swift pokes a single somewhere. He likely brings in Lacerda. A payoff. Foul to the screen. That fastball was coming in hot from Brad Hanner. He replaced Cody Lawyerson. Lawyerson ended up going 2 2/3 innings. He allowed one hit. He walked two. He struck out three. Did not give up a run. And now Hanner looks back at the runner Armenteros. Then deals. Swift takes ball four outside. Second walk given out by Hanner. First and second. One out for Johnny Butler.
Hasn't given up a run since May 1st. And the Nuts have two on with one out in a one-run game. Three outs away from a win. Would be a huge momentum swing if they could push a run across. And Johnny Butler's had a pretty good day at the plate.
Here comes pitching coach for these Cedar Rapids Colonels. Looks like Richard Salazar on his way out to the mound. I think back to the first game of this series, the 6-1 Lugnuts win, and it was Lázaro Armenteros adding insurance in the bottom of the eighth with a two-run homer. His first home run since May the 1st. Isn't it funny?
No home runs given up by Manor yet this year. Hanner, rather.
By the way, earlier today, remember we were talking about who has the longest name in baseball history? Robert Goldberg Strassler emails in to say that the answer is pitcher John Smiley, because there's a mile between the first and last letters of his name.
Oh, that's outstanding. Robert Goldberg Strassler. Boy, that name rings a bell.
Maybe. You know, it's a common name.
Very common.
Swift at first, Armenteros at second. Great speed. Wave makes its way around. Lugnuts up 4-3 in the eighth. One out. Johnny Butler serves the first pitch foul in the air off the left, up into the clubhouse. Bouncing around and staying right there. That baseball was threatening to roll down air to the seating bowl. No balls, one strike on Johnny. The righty deals up high.
Oh, Jesse Slander coming in 3-2-1.
Not sure if this is the right time for the wave. I'm not sure. It's a one-run game in the last of the eighth. 2-1-1 out. 1-1 pitch. Butler flares it. Shallow left. That gets down for a base hit. Armenteros around third. And left field Solari misplays it. He overran it. Now he gets it into third as Armenteros speeds across. Swift stops at second on the Johnny Butler RBI single. There's insurance and a run against Hanner. 5-3 Lugnuts.
Well, how about that? Again, hadn't given up a run since May 1st. It didn't take a ton. Butler just got something on it and blooped it out to left. Good read by Armenteros on it. And Phil Pohl all over it as well, sending him from third, and that's a huge insurance run for the Nuts.
Now Tyler Soderstrom takes outside ball one. Well, Soderstrom could give the Lugnuts more comfortable of a cushion with one big swing. He is 1-for-4 with a single his last time up. Left-handed batter. Righty sets high. Hanner throws. That crossed up the catcher Morales, called a strike, bouncing left. Both runners move up on the passed ball. Butler to second and Swift to third. One ball, one strike on Soderstrom. On the catcher Morales wants to get on the same page with Hanner. There's no pitch count here. By the way, back to Johnny Butler. This has felt more like a Johnny Butler kind of game. An RBI single, two walks, one stolen base, one run scored so far, contributing in every conceivable way offensively.
He's been good tonight.
He's at second, Swift at third, infield drawn in, shortstop Javier playing up the middle. A 1-1 for Soderstrom. fouled away to the left, onto the rooftop, and bouncing off towards Cedar Street.
Well, I believe it was Soderstrom that hit the first home run against the pitcher he faced on Tuesday,
Derek Molina.
So, maybe one more here, as Hanner has not given one up this year.
It's a 1-2 pitch from Hanner. Lined up the middle, off the pitcher's glove, trickling into center field, base hit. Swift scores, Butler's on his heels, and both are in as Holland gets it in from center. A two-run single for Soderstrom. The Lugnuts lead is now 7-3.
It's an all-singles night tonight for the Lugnuts. They haven't had the big swings, but they've had the timely swings. And that one just gets through the middle, and it scores two. Great job by Soderstrom to get something on it, and the Nuts have exploded for three runs against Bradley Hanner.
After Brock Whittlesey just stranded the bases loaded with Colonels in the top half, Cedar Rapids was threatening to tie and maybe take the lead. Now Austin Beck, still only one out. First pitch nearly hit him. Misses down and in. Ball one. My goodness. One earned run allowed all year in 20 innings. And here one-third of an inning. Two hits, two walks, three runs. 7-3 Lugnuts. Soderstrom at first. A ball one delivery to Beck. Ground ball hit towards short. Javier's up with it. Underhand Severino one. Over to first. It's two. A double play. 6-4-3. And the eighth inning is over. But the Lugnuts played three. First the RBI single by Butler. Then the two-run single by Soderstrom. Nobody stranded. Onward to the ninth. Lugnuts 7. Colonels 3 from Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A three-run bottom of the eighth inning makes things a little bit more comfortable for Brock Whittlesey and the Lugnuts. Gone to the ninth. Nuts 7, Colonels 3. Whittlesey back to the hill, dealing to Will Holland. And the Cedar Rapids center fielder fouls off the first pitch, strike one. Holland, then the top of the order. That's Soleri and Encarnacion Strand. Lugnuts won the opening game 6-1. Colonel struck back yesterday, 1-10-2. Lugnuts up today, three outs away. Holland takes, strike called on the inside corner. The Whittlesey slider. Brock Whittlesey came out of the pen to relieve Kumar Nambiar in the top of the eighth and stranded, the bases loaded. Let's it fly. Blown away. One ball, two strikes, and Holland, who is 1-for-3, with a double and a run scored. Second baseman on, Hales up the middle. The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Whittlesey poured it in, handcuffed Holland, and sets him down. Second strikeout for Whittlesey. One gone in the ninth.
And now, Alaric Soleri, the leadoff batter on the Colonel's order. Soleri has struck out twice, and he's walked twice, but he's been caught stealing twice. Bounces the first pitch foul to the right, strike one. Jared McDonald, the Lugnuts catcher, has had some kind of ball game. Twice he's thrown out Soleri on the bases. Once he's also thrown out Charles Mack on the bases. And a one from Whittlesey. Strike two called, outside corner at the knees.
Lugnuts have put together a good performance tonight, and Whittlesey trying to wrap it up.
7-3 Nuts in the ninth. One gone. The pitch. Slider. Just outside. Good take by Soleri. Alaric Soleri. Second rounder 2 years ago of the Twins. Pitch on its way. A fastball is grounded to shortstop. Vacuumed by Swift. The throw to Soderstrom. Out number two. And now Christian Encarnacion Strand, who if this game was a 4-3 Lugnuts lead, things would be feeling awful tense right now. Encarnacion Strand is 1-for-3 in the game with a two-run homer back in the fifth. That was his ninth home run of the year. But it's 7-3 Lugnuts instead. And the pitch hits it high and deep to left center. Armenteros is chasing it back. That baseball is caught by Lazaro, and this ball game is over. He tracked it down way out in left center, right near the Dean Trailways billboard, and the Lugnuts defeat the Colonels. 7-3 is your final.
Wow, what a grab by Armenteros. Oh my goodness. That ball was clobbered out to left center. Wasn't quite going to get out, but he had to run to the back of the wall there, made the catch. This is a nice win tonight for the Nuts. Great job by Brock Whittlesey to bounce back tonight. Clutch outs in the eighth and on a 1-2-3-9.
Mack Lardner 4 2/3. Joe Demers 1 2/3. Kumar Nambiar 1. And then Brock Whittlesey the final 5 outs of the game, and he set them down in order. And as Adam mentioned, when Brock first came in, he was coming off the game against Beloit, where the Sky Carp shocked the Lugnuts in the bottom of the ninth inning. He responds well, and he does so against the West Division's top team.
Well, you talked about it earlier. Kumar Nambiar said, this is a humbling game. I mean, he blocked about it, and it's tough. I mean, your ups and downs come in the game of baseball, and it's about how you respond in baseball and in life. Brock Whittlesey doing a nice job tonight. The Lugnuts doing an excellent job after they were beaten up pretty good last night, 10-2. Come back and beat a difficult ball club, 7-3. Well done by the Nuts tonight.
3 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for the Colonels in defeat. They fall to 30-18. Meanwhile, for the Lugnuts, 7 runs, 8 hits, and no errors in the win. The Nuts are now 19-29. So this brings us into tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a Copa de la Diversión game. The Lansing Locos taking the field. Tomorrow night is also going to be a Vladimir Guerrero Jr. home run counter bobblehead giveaway presented by Sparrow.
Well, you can't beat a weekend in Lansing at the ballpark, and we certainly hope to see you tomorrow. Celebrate the Locos and get your thumbs ready to update that home run counter for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He's hit a few, and whether you want to count all professional home runs or just his homers in the bigs, you've got some work to do. So make sure you get to the park early tomorrow. And, Jesse, let's see what these Nuts can do heading in the weekend against a really good Colonels team. They're playing them tough.
Sounds good, Adam. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Again, your final score, Lugnuts 7, Colonels 3. We wish you well from Michigan State Capitol and Jackson Field. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.